News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump celebrates the first 100 days of his second term, telling a huge rally in Warren, Michigan last evening, "You haven't seen anything yet.
You finally have a champion for workers in the White House, and instead of putting China first, I'm putting Michigan first, and I'm putting America first."
The president says he's in the process of taking America back from what he calls a sick political class. He's also extending a helping hand to automakers.
After hearing from auto CEOs worried about the negative impact of tariffs, the Trump administration is dialing back some of the import taxes on vehicles and parts. The president said it's a move giving automakers more time to move productions into the U.S.
I'm giving them a little bit of a break, right?
Automakers that finish their vehicles domestically will receive a 15% rebate this year, offsetting the cost of the tariffs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president's Department of Government Efficiency, we know it as DOGE, reports saving taxpayers $160 billion so far, cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. Amazon says it will not be displaying the added cost of tariffs alongside the prices of some goods. The e-commerce giant drew fire from the White House following reports that it might start displaying the import charges for certain products. The Wisconsin judge accused of helping an illegal alien evade immigration authorities has been suspended by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Judge Hannah Dugan is facing federal charges in connection with that incident. The Supreme Court to hear arguments today over plans for an online Catholic charter school in Oklahoma. The question at issue in the closely watched case, should public money flow directly to a religious school? On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures are up 36 points. NASDAQ futures down 32. S&P futures off 4 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
And happy hump day. It's Wednesday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a big problem already on the BW Parkway northbound. There is a wreck northbound just after the ramp at Route 100. Right now, only the right side of the roadway, and that's basically the ramp lane, is getting by on the northbound side. So when you get to 100, you're going to have to single up, get as far right as you can. They have both the travel lanes on the northbound side block. So, of course, there is an early backup there. At one point, about 20 minutes ago, we were down to a single lane with a wreck on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway northbound after the Toll Plaza. That is now on the shoulder. Some slowing still there at the K-Trust Bridge, but that is getting better. Capitol Beltway has a minor wreck on the shoulder on the outer loop near the Georgia Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Slow-moving storm headed our way. Chances of getting wet slowly increasing. No rain, though, today. Will turn out sunny. 82. Slight chance of a shower tomorrow. 80 the high. And a few afternoon showers Friday. 86 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 64 degrees. It's already 67 downtown Baltimore. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's going to be a warm one today. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore Police Union says that the officers injured while arresting an assault suspect are in good spirits. FOP Lodge 3 President Mike Mancuso says he has spoken with the officers and they are recovering. Mancuso posted a message online thanking the team at Shock Trauma and the Baltimore Fire Department for their excellent care of the officers. Maryland's lone Republican in Congress says President Trump's first 100 days in office have been historic, successful, and unapologetically America first. Andy Harris says on social media that the president's promises made are promises kept, with migrant crossings down 99% and the elimination of waste, fraud, and abuse in government. U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen has sent a letter to President Trump regarding Kilmer Abrego Garcia, who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Van Hollen detailed his meeting with Salvadoran Vice President Felix Ulloa, saying that while the administration has taken no action to comply with court orders to facilitate the return of Abrego Garcia, it does have the ability to do so. 605 on Talk Radio 680 WCMU. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 063. Your pick 4 is 6813. And next, it's Sign on Sports.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, that certainly didn't go as planned.
As Ben Rice trying to make it three in a row. Took it out to right field. Laureano back, turning, looking. See ya. So back to back to back by the Yankees. They're up 3-0.
Michael Kay with the call on the Yes Network. Indeed it was. Three in a row, four out of the first five went out of Camden Yards. All off Kyle Gibson making his season debut. And the Yankees ended it early. 15-3 was the final last night. After the game, manager Brandon Hyde on his starter.
Looked like he just left some balls in the middle end part of the plate to those left-handers. And, you know, tough time commanding the ball early. I thought he got it a little bit better as the second and the third.
Those can still win the series. They'll send out Kate Povich to the Hill tonight at 6:35. NBA last night, big games. Pacers closed out the Bucks 119-118 in an overtime thriller. Celtics closed out the Magic by 31, and the Pistons and Knicks will now go to Game 6 in Detroit. Coming up in 30 minutes, the post-game Q&A last night was the best part of the game, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or saferetirementsolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It is a Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And coming up in this hour, a Century City showdown. Will Baltimore and Maryland be named? Also, the Attorney General reacting to that Colorado nightclub raid. Top story, though, today, President Trump rallies the heartland for his first 100 days.
We're here tonight in the heartland of our nation to celebrate the most successful first 100 days of any administration in the history of our country.
And I have to agree, I think it's the most consequential first 100 days of any president, including Reagan. Remember, he had the Iranian hostages released.
Yeah, but the list of things that Donald Trump went through last night as to what's been accomplished, frankly, would have been pretty good for the first 2 years of a presidency, not just the first 100 days.
And puts to shame the 4 years of the Biden regime. Much of that was just growing government, federal spending, etc. What about those border crossings, which Biden and the radical open border reconquistas just threw open our borders to millions of illegal aliens?
The number of illegal border crossers released into the United States is down, listen to this please, 99.999%.
That's amazing. That's just amazing.
And he basically did it in 1 hour. I mean, think about that. The executive orders that he signed and put in, and all he had to do, this is leadership. This is a man when he sets his mind to something, he gets it done. And he also talked about the swamp, the establishment, the D.C. establishment, that these are unelected bureaucrats that have been growing government and spending your money unwisely for decades.
After a lifetime of unelected bureaucrats stealing your paychecks, attacking your values, and trampling your freedoms, we are stopping their gravy train, ending their power trip, and telling thousands of corrupt, incompetent, and unnecessary deep state bureaucrats, you're fired.
That was his slogan or tagline from The Apprentice, you'll remember. And he also wanted to list some other accomplishments in the first 100 days of his administration.
We're ending the inflation nightmare, the worst that we've had probably in the history of our country, getting woke lunacy and transgender insanity the hell out of our government.
DEI, and of course, much more. He also said, this is what putting America first looks like.
After decades of politicians who destroyed Detroit to build up Beijing, you finally have a champion for workers in the White House, and instead of putting China first, I'm putting Michigan first, and I'm putting America first.
And he's absolutely right. The only sad part about all of this is there aren't enough American firsters in Congress. That's the sad part of it all. It's going to take several election cycles to clean out the swamp and purge the rhinos, like what's going on down in Texas. We'll talk about that later on in the show, but that's the sad part.
It's interesting to me that one of the things he mentioned actually had echoes just yesterday, that in the first 100 days, he said, guess what? If you're born with a twig and berries, you're not going to be playing girls' sports. And you're not going to be hanging out in girls' locker rooms. And this issue came up again yesterday. It's going to be a battle, institution by institution, because some of them are saying, oh, no, we're going to keep on doing it. Well, if they keep on doing it, they're going to lose all federal funding completely. Right. That's it.
Yeah. And look about, he's looking to abolish the Department of Education. He's looking to get rid of DEI in every federal agency. I don't know if you heard about the $60 million fighter jet that just rolled off the aircraft out off the Harry Truman the other day. But, you know, we got to get people that are vetted, people that are there that want to be war fighters and not looking for social promotion. It is 6:13. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Now, a man who is actually up for the job of the head of the Department of Transportation, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Ready and willing. $180,000 a year plus expenses, jet airplane to fly back and down on the weekend. Yep, no problem.
So you'd get yourself basically a salary cut.
You know, he's just like Trump. He negotiates publicly.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? He's my idol.
Yeah.
Part of the deal.
Yeah. Okay.
American Idol.
Let the people speak. They know that I can do the job.
Okay.
Okay, good. That's one vote. Yeah. Okay. The northbound BW Parkway, still a problem. This was a couple days now in a row, we've had some really big wrecks. This one was northbound, just north of Route 100, still blocking the left-hand lane. At one point, we only had the ramp lane was getting by to the right, and now we're squeezing at least one lane by. But there's been a backup on the parkway on the northbound side. Only 50% of the capacity is getting by, so we'll have a delay as you're working making away northbound, eventually up to the airport cutoff. The southbound side can't see it because of the trees, so there's no impact there. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway was on the shoulder. Outer loop at Georgia Avenue already backed up past New Hampshire Avenue. They're just looking at it. And right around 5:30, we had the wreck northbound going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. That's pretty much cleared, but the wreck itself is still on the right shoulder as you're going into the tunnel, so it's a little bit slow right there. The west side outer loop again today started early with the backup. It was already there. There at 6, right there now, 795 down to Frederick Road, coming down the west side, eventually towards 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And the Weather Channel forecast, well, we had some overnight showers, and then they're moving out of here slowly but surely. Cloudy right now, but a little later on, it'll be sunny, dry, and 82. Overnight temps about 58, and a slight chance of passing showers tomorrow and again on Friday. Highs near 80. It's cloudy, 67 in Annapolis, 66 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news for you today. After blowback from the White House, Amazon has reversed its decision to display the cost of tariffs on Chinese-made items in the prices at their site.
All right, then.
Amazon initially said the tariff listing would help consumers know which products were made in China. You know, another way to tell if the product is made in China is if it's on Amazon.
Yeah, or Temu, you know.
Italian Cardinal Angelo Becciu will not participate in the conclave.
What's his last name?
Becciu.
A Gazetteite.
Yeah. Shall the Vatican's secretive election of the Pope because of Becciu's criminal conviction in 2023.
Becciu.
No, not what you're thinking of. He was convicted of embezzlement. He really put the con in conclave.
Still got a job?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Did. Yeah.
Isn't that a sin?
He went to confession.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So it's all good.
Okay.
The president will soon sign the Take It Down Act into law. The bill targets revenge porn and deep fake nudes on the internet. Believe it or not, there was a congressperson that originally called it the Take It Off Act. But then, maybe not a great title.
No.
A new AI power test can diagnose arthritis in just seconds, Bruce.
Wow.
Basically, you type in, do I have arthritis, into ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And if your fingers hurt while you're doing it, yes, you have arthritis. There you go. That simple.
Then look it up at geezer.com.
Beyonce opened her Cowboy Carter tour Monday in Inglewood, California. Unlike her country concert tour when her husband Jay-Z performed at a concert, this time the term hoedown has an entirely different meaning. We'll just leave it at that.
Is she still wearing the cowboy hat?
Yeah, well, she is.
Okay. They were talking about that again?
You can get concert tickets as cheap as 40 or 50 bucks, I understand.
Really? Wow.
Because what happened is a bunch of people, these ticket brokers, they bought up thousands of these tickets, and the demand wasn't quite what they thought it would be, so now they have to let them go for bargain sale prices.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, some very sad news. A gentleman that I've known for years, that I've interviewed repeatedly over these years, David Horowitz, has passed away yesterday at age 86 from cancer. They established the Horowitz Freedom Center, and they announced his death last night after a lengthy battle with cancer.
Yep.
David, like Andrew Breitbart, came from the left. Yes. David was a radical Marxist, and then converted over the years. And he knew the tactics. He knew the strategy. He became a lion and a fighter for the conservative movement throughout most of his career. So he really didn't convert until he was in his 30s. So he got through his 20s, where a lot of this radical stuff starts in colleges and so on and so forth.
I remember seeing his stuff back then.
Yeah. No, it just he wrote several bestsellers, and America Betrayed was one of them. So many books, and so sad news that David has now crossed the Jordan. But boy, did he leave a legacy and a mark.
Yeah.
Yep, no doubt about it.
Charlie Kirk was out with a post on X this morning thanking him because he said he was the inspiration for Turning Point USA. Why? Charlie got that whole organization together. So David Horowitz, like Andy Breitbart, again, both came from the left. Both were had significant impact on the American political scene. Have you ever heard the rumor that Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson were singing duets?
I heard that.
I heard that rumor.
That's because it's true.
No kidding.
There would have been some powerful duets between Freddie and Michael back in 1983. The duets, Victory, State of Shock, There Must Be More to Life Than This, were never officially released. But you'll never guess the reason why. Because Freddie showed up to the recording studio one day, and Michael brought a guest.
is my llama, Louie. And Louie, he was in the circus. I bought him from a lady who was a circus performer. And what he would do, he would give kids rides, 60 pounds or under. And that's what he would do all day, and do tricks. He's a charming, sweet animal.
So Freddie goes over to Michael's home, where they have a studio getting ready to record all these duets, and Michael brings his Louis the Llama in the studio with him, and that was too weird for Freddie. And he said, really? I'm out of here.
And that's really stretching.
Yeah, I know, really. Too weird for Freddie Mercury? That's weird.
You know, that's off the spectrum.
Yeah, completely. Never heard that story before. That's a brand new
never
one.
Never heard it, but I saw it yesterday. Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
Quick update, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
They're blocking the right lane again, going into the old Harbor Tunnel northbound. They have a tractor trailer on the right side, so they're protecting him. Single lane again as you come north from the Steel Bridge. Pay the toll, and it's a single lane to the left.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple. It is 6:20 coming up next. Another Gretchen Whitmer moment involving President Trump.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing, must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHSC number 1566.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
622, 22 minutes out there. We're talking about the first 100 days, which now are in day 101. And looking at some of the other numbers, 142 executive orders signed by President Trump, 345,000 jobs created in just 100 days, $5+ trillion in investment. Apple, for instance, pledging $500 million to reshore part of their their operations here, and many other foreign companies. We're looking at gas prices are down, egg prices are down, grocery prices are coming down. They're still not where they should be, but they're moving in the right direction. And, of course, the 99.9% of the border crossings have now been stopped at our southern border. Just some of the numbers in the first 100 days.
Those are wonderful numbers. 623 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the new Secretary of Transportation, Charles Chucky Chaz Whitaker.
Beginning tomorrow. No, I better not say that. Okay. People say, oh my God, he did it. I was going to say, we're going to make the Harbor Tunnel, we're going to make the Fort McHenry Tunnel one way southbound.
That's the first action.
That'll be my first and last day in office. I still think that's a good idea. It's not going to happen, folks. It's not happening. I'm just thinking out loud. There's a new wreck in Howard County. Route 108 is closed now, south of Route 32. Pretty bad wreck there. Keep in mind, some of the roadways are a little bit damp from some of the rain overnight. So this wreck just came in, and they're indicating both sides of 108 are closed just south of Route 32. It looks like the wreck now has cleared, and the northbound side of the Old Harbor Tunnel is moving again with both lanes open. A little bit slow. slow yet coming up across the Steel Bridge before the Toll Plaza, but we're going into the tunnel northbound once again. Southbound, a little bit slow. That's the morning buildup already on 895 as you're traveling south. And also good news, the wreck on the BW Parkway northbound after Route 100 has now cleared. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny, dry today, 82 after some overnight showers, early morning showers here. It is a cloudy start to the day, 66 in Ellicott City, and it is 68 in Baltimore City. We're talking about the president's first 100 days before he delivered his 100th day speech in Warren, Michigan last night. See, Scott Jennings, he got a little shout out. They pulled him out of the audience last night from CNN. He was there.
Yeah.
And so many others. But there's another Gretchen Whitmer moment.
Oh, wow.
And this is before he gets to Warren. There was the Air National Guard
base.
Did
she have any binders to hide behind?
No.
Wow.
She did have a baseball cap on, and she was pulled real low down on her forehead. And at first I saw it, I'm thinking, who is that? And then I looked really closely, and I saw the dark black hair, and I said, it's got to be Whitmer. And then, sure enough, there she was. And she actually, the reason why she went to the White House was to save this Air National Guard base.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about closing it. It's an A-10 Warthog, air base. And they're going to be replaced, I think, with F-15. Was it the F-15X, if I'm not mistaken?
The Warthog, yes?
Yeah. The A-10 Warthog is being replaced by the new F-15s that are coming out. But anyway, there was a shout-out to Whitmer, and I think she thought she was just going to get the shout-out. No, it was she got called up to the podium, but not before Donald Trump gave her the kiss of death during the speech.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer, for bringing it also to our attention very strongly. And, you know, I'm not supposed to do that. She's a Democrat. They say, don't do that. Don't have her here. I said, no, she's going to be here. She's done a very good job, frankly, and she was very much involved with the Republicans. They worked together on saving it, and it was not easy. So I want to thank you very much, Gretchen. Good job. Thank you.
Yeah. Come on up. Say a couple words, Gretch. We're not going to let you hide.
She did. She talked about 30 seconds. Maybe we'll play that a little bit later on in the show. He also said last night he wants a $1 trillion national defense budget and a new Selfridge defense shield named Golden Dome to safeguard Michigan from a missile strike. And obviously Whitmer not thrilled about it after getting played by Trump, especially when he invited her to give an unplanned speech. And you can just look at her body language, but you know she had to be there. She's the governor of Michigan. She went to the White House asking him to personally intervene in this defense budget and save the Selfridge Air National Guard, which he did. That's the way it's supposed to work when Democrats and Republicans work together and on these cases. But you know she has actual presidential aspirations or ambitions.
Yep.
And so remember, she gave the response, I think, during one of Trump's years, the Democrat response in the State of the Union.
By the way, I'm confused because I thought that Gary Stein had a Golden Dome patented. I thought there was his copyright.
He's got the pale white dome.
Oh, the pale white dome.
Yeah, it's a different type of dome, one that I can identify with, that's for sure. I think this footage. And again, he called her out while she was standing there with other members of the military. He then invited her over after giving her the kiss of death and mentioning by her name. And they called her over to say, she said she was not planning to speak. She kind of admitted it. But there's at least,
I wanted to hide in the back.
At least there's progress for Gretchen in that she did not hide behind her binders.
Yes, I know. But, you know, think about this. What perfect fodder for AOC or for Tim Walz or whoever, if she runs at 28, all these other people are going to run for 28. What Trump has done here is he's neutered her ability to go out and say, I'm this independent governor and I'm going to stand firm against Trump. With the video of Trump calling her up, my good buddy Gretch Whitmer, come on up, Gretch.
Yeah.
Well, talk a little bit.
They got her in the White House with binders over her face. And then they got her at Selfridge Air National Guard base yesterday. yesterday with the baseball cap pulled real low. So that's just incredible.
It's great stuff.
Vinny Steele is your real estate expert, Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, and Vinny Steele is going to sell your home once you both agree on price and time frame. It's guaranteed to sell. It's that simple. How does it happen? Well, because Vinny has a database, tens of thousands of buyers. These are pre-qualified buyers. They're ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And they often get eyes on your home before it hits the open market or the MLS. And that's why it's it's not a proprietary secret. It's just, and it's the reason why he sells so quickly. And that's why so many people list with Vinny. We've had people in the past say that they listed with other realtors and their home was on the market for weeks, months, in one case up to one full year. That's never going to happen with Vinny Steele. Just call Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. He'll come out. You'll both talk a little bit. Once you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. If it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you, pays you in cash. 410-709-7515. 6:30, time for your latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland's lone Republican in Congress says President Trump's first 100 days in office have been historic, successful, and unapologetically America first. Andy Harris says on social media that the president's promises made are promises kept, with migrant crossings down 99%, the elimination of waste, fraud, and abuse in government, and more. The first district Republican says that the president is bringing jobs back with trillions of dollars of investments promised to the U.S. Chris Van Hollen has sent a letter to the president saying, oh, let me tell you about my buddy, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was, quote, mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Van Hollen detailed his meeting with Salvadoran Vice President Felix Ulloa, saying that while the administration has taken no action to comply with court orders to facilitate the return of Abrego Garcia, it has the ability to do so. The senator says Ulloa stressed the responsibility of the U.S. government to arrange for Abrego Garcia as it returned. According to Van Hollen, Ulloa says the government of El Salvador has a deal with the U.S. government. Quote, they send people, we host them, they pay, and that's it. The senator says that the administration can strip away the constitutional rights of one man in defiance of court orders. It can do it to, quote, all of us. Harford County pastor is now accused of stealing more than $135,000 from his church. Pastor Daniel Champ allegedly embezzled the money from the First Baptist Church in Bel Air from 2019 to 2024. According to WJZ-TV, the Harford County Sheriff's Office says officials with the church found suspicious bank charges and missing money in October. According to investigators, the pastor used the money for personal expenses, including sports betting, DoorDash, and PayPal. According to the sheriff's office, the pastor has been removed from the church bank account and has to move from the church property residence immediately. 6:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments. Tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh, my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Pick 3, lottery number 063. Pick 4, 6813. And now, at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The new wreck we mentioned earlier, Howard County, apparently has Route 108 closed in the area just off of Route 32. And according to the information, it's closed on both sides of the roadway on 108. We still have delays for the traffic on the Old Harbor Tunnel coming northbound. It's better than it was coming up through the overpass at the K-Trust Bridge before the plaza, but it's slow going into the tunnel, so it's still recovering, and that was from an earlier accident on the northbound side. Both the tunnels now southbound, starting to see delays. 895 at Erdman Avenue, 95 is almost backed up now to Moravia Road. We're getting into the 20 to 25 minute range for delays southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Slow-moving storm headed our way. Chances of getting wet slowly increasing. No rain, though, today. Will turn out sunny. 82. Slight chance of a shower tomorrow. 80 the high. And a few afternoon showers Friday. 86 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low, and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. There was some long ball being played last night at Camden Yards. Unfortunately, it was at the expense of the Orioles.
High drive, right field. There it goes! See ya! A long home run for Bellinger. Four bombs by the Yankees.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network, and the Yankees poured it on all night long. Back to back to back to start the game. Four of the first five. Five of the first 12 went deep off Kyle Gibson. And by the time it was all said and done, it was the Yankees 15 and the Orioles 3. Kyle Gibson after the game.
Not many times have I done that in the first inning.
Well, that's comforting.
I've had a couple instances where teams jump you like that. I think four homers on four different pitches, and then a homer on a different pitch the next inning. So
Yanks become the first team in MLB history to start a game back-to-back-to-back twice in the same season. Elsewhere in baseball, the Mets made history last night, beating the Diamondbacks 8-3. Mets starters have now allowed four or fewer runs in each of their first 30 games to begin the season. It's the longest streak by a National League team to begin a season in the modern era since 1901. Stanley Cup playoffs last night, the Hurricanes and Devils locked up in an instant classic.
Faustus Bear with it once again. To the far circle.
Was on TNT. Sebastian Aho's goal in double overtime was the difference as they go to the Eastern Conference semifinal. The Hurricanes do. They'll face the winner of Caps Canadiens. Game 5 of that series is tomorrow night in D.C. NBA last night, also an overtime thriller.
Here we go! Halliburton. 5 seconds. 4 seconds.
And the Pacers would hold on 119-118 the final. Indiana comes back from 7 down with 32 seconds to play in overtime, and they send the Bucks home in 5 games. Time now is 6:37. When we return, sometimes it's hard to be a reporter.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Did I say tomorrow night?
You did.
Okay. Well, redux on that.
Okay.
Redux. Yep, tonight. 3-1 is the Caps lead in that series. So here's the thing about the reporter. After the game, after a game like last night, okay, like what are you going to ask?
Right.
Right? I mean, you know, you've got all the things that you want to ask, but what can you actually ask?
Aren't
right?
you glad you didn't give up another home run?
Listen to this back and forth between the reporter. I know this guy. I'm not going to say his name. I'm a little bit embarrassed for him. And then the response from Brandon Hyde.
When did you realize that it wasn't going to be as high?
Well, you give up four homers in the first inning. That's kind of a telling sign.
That's kind of a telling sign.
Yeah.
When did you know that he wasn't having?
But there have been guys that have given up like two or three homers in an inning and then settled down and pitched six or seven good innings after.
Who,
that.
When, where?
Well, I mean, you know, it's
not this year.
You know what? You've got some more homework to do.
Yeah.
By the way,
more work.
Yeah, we should note that Gary is playing through an injury this morning. Yeah. It was a bad neck.
A bad neck and shoulder. Yeah. It was from the game last night. Yeah.
Yes, it was. It was from sitting in the stands going like this.
Exactly. Another one out of here. Sometimes you got to laugh.
Okay, Gary. Thanks. Appreciate it. 6:39, 21 before the hour of 7 o'clock. And you can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Just a question. Who do you think is a better cabinet pick for President Trump? Stephen Miller or Tom Holman?
Wow.
Which one do you think is the better one? You got to pick one. Which one do you think is the better one? So give it some thought.
For what job? Which cabinet pick?
No, just overall.
Oh, just overall.
Overall.
Okay, all right.
Overall cabinet pick. Stephen Miller or Tom Holman?
I'm not sure I want to give Stephen Miller up from what he's doing right now, which is...
you got one guy's a policy guy.
Yeah.
And the other guy's an enforcement guy.
Yeah, that's why I asked which particular job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a close one. Depends on what you need. Yeah, thanks. All right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We played a little bit of this soundbite yesterday. We're not going to play much of it today. Michelle Obama has a podcast. Okay? Nobody listens to it. We've probably given her more airtime here in the last 2 days that she's had for the entire length of her podcast. But she said one thing yesterday that came off just a little bit like, look at me, aren't I special? Which, of course, has kind of been her attitude, as we've perceived it, since day one here in this country.
I drive around in a four-car motorcade with a police escort. I'm Michelle Obama.
Oh, I see. Well, we're all very impressed with that. By the way, Nancy Pelosi was less than completely impressed when asked about her perspective on this.
I am Paul Blücher.
Yeah. Well, that's just kind of where those things happen. That's just kind of where those things happen. As to somebody who's actually getting the job done, one of the, I think, best cabinet picks the president has had is A.G. Pam Bondi. You heard about this story, Sean, out in Colorado where this underground club. I thought it was just like one of these after-hours underground clubs where people go and rave and do whatever raving means. But no, apparently it was much more than that. And it got shut down, and Bondi was there to say this was an all-hands-on-deck effort.
America is safer tonight thanks to Donald Trump. During the Biden administration, they received 170 911 calls to that club alone. That club we were just watching, 170 calls. Wouldn't you think that would have been a red flag? Nothing happened. Guns, shootings, ag batteries, nothing happened.
Nothing happened. 170 9/11 calls during the Biden administration. They did squat-ski.
DEA, FBI, U.S. Marshals, ATF, ICE, everyone went in together. DEA led this investigation, went in, got 115 illegal aliens in our country, arrested them, two with warrants, 12 guns seized.
Now, as to what would happen at this club, I mentioned I thought it was just like one of those after-hours clubs. I've never been, but I've understood that this is what happens. You go in on these kind of after-hours or unofficial clubs. There's no liquor license, but somehow the liquor is being served and so forth. And, you know, you'll find anywhere from late teens to mid-20s in there. You're raving, dancing, having a good time, whatever. No, Sean, this was entirely different. I was astounded when Pam Bondi detailed what would happen when you'd enter this underground club.
You would go in, security would give you a menu of drugs, cocaine, there's something new called pink cocaine, meth, you could go in a bathroom stall, get that, there was prostitution, all these things going on, and we just now identified a member of Sinaloa cartel was also in there.
So they give you a menu when you walk in.
Look, I applaud her for this. I just think this is low-hanging fruit. I really do. I think the illegal alien stuff, it's out there and it's in the forefront. I will be impressed when she starts returning indictments on the people who weaponized the justice system against Donald Trump, against the J6ers, the pro-lifers, the parents, and so on and so forth. I understand that maybe that's coming down the pipe.
It takes time to build those cases.
It does take time. Yeah. But I will be really impressed when we start seeing those indictments. And look, going after a judge, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, but
going after two.
I think this one is is kind of like low-hanging fruit at this
point. Well, I'll take her rattling the cages like this every day.
Her appearances on Fox.
I think that in order to make people uncomfortable who are here illegally and make them aware that they are not welcome to be here illegally, rattle the cage every damn day. 643, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the man who loves food, Chuck Whitaker.
You ain't lying. I ain't going to lie about that. Route 108, Howard County, still closed and under police direction now with this incident. It shut down basically between Route 216 and Route 32. So, again, police now locally are directing traffic through there. Don't see anything out of the ordinary on the Beltway, but the west side delay already this morning is backed up again as you're coming south, Reisterstown Road, right as you start to make that curve to go down towards 795. That's where the tail end of this backup is, and then it goes all the way from there, and you don't get out of all of that till we get down to the ramps at Frederick Road. So again, very early this morning, that has started. The inner loop at Green Spring in the clear, little cloud cover helping out right now through there. The Parkville side starting to fill in now for the traffic on the outer loop right at Bel Air Road. That's going to back up towards 95. That goes all the way towards Providence Road. Both the harbor tunnels now without any incidents, 30-minute delays, both on 895 and 95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny and dry and 82 today after some morning showers. They moved out of here. It's now partly cloudy this morning and 66 in Ellicott City and 67 in Arnold. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
No reward is worth this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody has heard of competitive eating, and I guess the biggest, greatest example, of course, is the annual Coney Island Hot Dog Contest with Joey Chestnut and others. But there's also a rotisserie chicken eating event where people gather together to eat the entire rotisserie chicken. University of California's San Diego Costco Club founder and president Jonathan Gong will face off this Thursday against an entire rotisserie chicken. Takes place at the Epstein Family Amphitheater. It will be the second head-to-wing following his history-making performance in March of 2023. So he once ate a whole Costco chicken in front of 1,000 fans.
That's it? That's all you got? There's one of them. Was there a time
bones and everything?
No, not the bones. Everything but the bones.
So big deal.
But some of these...
That's like a snack.
Yeah, I mean, the Costco...
Yeah, that's nothing.
When you get right down to it, there's not that much meat on these little rotisserie chickens. They're not Cornish hens, but it's not a full-blown range chicken. So I don't... but I guess...
It's like, wow. Yeah. Gee, you ate a whole chicken, huh? Well, what's for dinner? I mean, that's basically... Look, I grew up in a family where my parents would buy a half of a cow every 6 months because there were three boys in the household. We had no trouble going through that meat.
What'd you do with the other half?
Somebody else bought it.
Okay.
You know, you go to the farmer and you split the cost of a cow. They kill it, they dress it, and you get all the meat all wrapped up, big freezer, save a lot of money, eat a lot of beef.
How do you dress a cow?
Typically in a skirt.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just asking. You did fine. That's a good answer.
Thanks.
New Chips Ahoy chewy ice cream sandwich inspired cookies are now here. So if you're a fan of Chips Ahoy, and these are the Chips Ahoy ice cream sandwiches available at in the frozen aisle near you.
Ooh, I bet that's good.
$6 big box meal returns to Popeyes. You get two big thighs. You get some French fries.
Easy Chuck.
And a biscuit along with some mashed potatoes and gravy as well.
So. They have Oprah's picture on the box.
Chuck, I tell you, you and I are just HR's dream team, you know?
Yeah. We can't sit next to each other.
No.
No, I'm going to have to sit the other side of the room. Yes.
That's right. Sonic is launching new Unicorn Dream Slush with unicorn horn straw. Can you see a grown man pulling up to Sonic and ordering, I'd like a Unicorn Dream Slush? And he gets the unicorn horn straw with it.
Ooh, that'd be special.
Eddie Applefeld, probably.
Yeah.
Jeez, White Castle joining. This is the latest thing now. Dirty soda craze with two new fizzy creations. So they got Dirty Orange and Dirty Lime Cola. And then they put, again, all sorts of stuff. They got the soda, and then whatever you decide to put in it. You could put in ice cream. You could put in syrup, whatever. But it's called dirty soda, and it's apparently the thing now. It's all the rage.
I think Eddie would be good for that. He does all those restaurant things.
Yeah, I think so, too. You could put it online.
I used to love just getting, you know, chocolate syrup. You put that in the bottom of a glass, pour the soda on top of it. The fizz, the foam, it tasted great.
Well, isn't this kind of like a takeoff on a root beer float?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the soda fountain drinks and ice cream and stuff. That was the original dirty soda.
If they had Bailey's Irish cream floats.
Yes. I bet that's good.
You know what I mean. That's really good. Now that I've said that, I'm going to go home and try it.
I think you should.
It's like Chuck's version of the, what was it, the White Russian, I think. That's what that's
right.
called.
Yes. Why don't you try a Bailey's ice cream shake?
Yeah, Chuck.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bring the recipe with you.
Exactly. I don't need a recipe. One bottle of Bailey's, a little ice cream.
And shake it.
Shake it.
Finally, we got a new bagel place in Annapolis. It's called Call Your Mother Deli. Bringing a bagel and a schmear to Annapolis. I think they're first in D.C., if I'm not mistaken.
I like that.
Classic bagel deli fare, wide variety of breakfast sandwiches and coffee. They also serve lunch. They say it's the style of bagels between New York and Montreal. The New York is your typical, I think, best bagels
in the world.
In the country. Oh, yeah, Montreal-style bagels are a little sweeter than the New York-style bagel. So if you like bagels, you know, I got a new bagel shop in Annapolis. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple, 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up next, it's time for a Sanctuary City showdown between the Trump administration and Baltimore.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
I'm still back chuckling about Donald Trump calling Gretchen Whimper up to give a speech after she went to such efforts to hide.
You got to go back and look at the video because he's there at the Air National Guard base. And I see all these, you know, these guys dressed in camo, and there's one woman there, and she's got black hair. You can't really see her face, and she's wearing a camo hat pulled really low, just like right over the, you know, the eyebrows almost. And I mean, who is that? Why is she in the? And I thought maybe it was some kind of liaison person. I look closer and closer, and dadgummit, that is Gretchen Whitmer. She got him again. And then I think she was just there for the ceremonial handoff or whatever the case may be. And so Trump sees her, and he calls her out by name, thanks for coming. Then you heard the kiss of death. Then he calls her up to give a speech. And she goes, well, I really wasn't planning on giving a speech, but And she went on. She was she was thankful.
She did the politics thing.
She did the politic thing, and somebody was a classic. I mean, I just think he's killed any chance she has of running in 2028.
Yeah, I think that you'll be able to tell who he wants to run against. Yep. That'll be the person he does not bring up.
No one has broken more Democrats than President Donald J. Trump.
6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
There's a new wreck on the Beltway, outer loop right before the bridge at Putty Hills. So anybody west of 95 and coming over towards Bel Air Road, only the right lane is open. Fire department is there. A couple of vehicles are involved, and they're sitting in the center and the left-hand lane. The inner loop is looking at it just a bit, but nothing major there so far. But anybody coming over again from 95 or Bel Air Road, when you get to Bel Air Road, you need to be in the right lane at that point. We still have the road closure. We'll get an update on this in Howard County. Route 108 was closed with a wreck between 216 and Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry today, 82, the expected high. Right now it is cloudy, 66 in Owings Mills, and it is 68 in Dundalk. 6:54, by the way, tonight is the Pints and Politics event. It is sold out. If you didn't get a chance to get tickets, try the next one we have. Or you can sign up for tickets right now at WCBM.com. Buy all-you-can-eat crab feast, Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It's the first ever WCBM crab feast. It's Friday night, June 20th, and of course there'll be the Chuck Roast. So we'll be roasting Chuck at the Crab Feast. So nothing more than that. You can crack some claws, and we'll crack in jokes at Chuck's expense. Of course, he'll have a chance to fire back. It is going to be a very, very entertaining evening. So
yes,
stay tuned for that. You can sign up for tickets right now, WCBM.com. You know, as the Trump administration intensifies its crackdown on sanctuary cities, illegal aliens, etc., President Trump has ordered a list of sanctuary cities that are not cooperating with federal agencies. And, of course, yesterday we heard Caroline Leavitt say it will direct the Attorney General to provide a list of cities back to the administration. We'll review those. If those sanctuary cities are breaking federal law, well, then OMB will look at their federal spending and funding. And Baltimore has got to be on that list.
One would think.
I think that's an automatic, and maybe even Maryland makes it as a whole. Reason why, here's a recent acknowledgement by Commissioner Worley about how the BPD is not cooperating with the feds.
The mayor has made that pretty clear that we're going to continue as we are now. We're not going to notify.
Yeah. So he says you're not going to notify ICE, but the mayor tried to clean that up recently when he said this about working with the feds on criminal illegal aliens.
If you come to Baltimore and commit a crime, our law enforcement folks will be working to remove you and working with all our federal partners when necessary to have you taken out of the city of Baltimore. Full stop. There's nothing else that needs to be explained about that.
Yeah, well,
there is.
There is indeed. But the White House, through a spokesperson and Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, said this is what is at risk for sanctuary cities like Baltimore, perhaps even the state of Maryland.
If you're defying federal law, you are threatening your own federal spending by doing that.
Now, Baltimore's already facing an $85 million deficit. Can you imagine? If the federal spigot is cut off, Bruce, for Baltimore City and the state of Maryland, this would be devastating. So, they're picking fights with Trump, both the governor and the mayor. And you'd think that, of course, there's education. I think the Maryland State Department of Education is now either suing for, what, $230-some million? They want to call that back from the feds because of DEI and because they are still pushing this gender fluidity curriculum in the state curriculum and for local jurisdictions. So that federal funding has been yanked. So this is what happens when you FA and FO. Mm-hmm. As the you mess around and find out.
That'd be MOFO.
Yes, but this would be
MAFO.
Freak around and find out.
That's right.
We cleaned that up for radio.
Yeah.
Just for you and your virgin ears. Okay. quick call from Joey in Parkville.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
So I was wondering, you guys just saw this whole immigration thing. So, you know, Trump has said the next people to go were the homegrowns, which I had heard was people that were charged with terrorism that are U.S. citizens. And I was wondering what you guys thought about that.
You know, I have mixed feelings about that. I think if you are either a homegrown terrorist or a criminal in the United States, I think you should be tried in the United States and punished in the United States.
Yep.
So I'm not a big fan of shipping them out to to foreign prisons. At the same time, I don't like the fact that American taxpayers are going to have to foot the bill for these individuals. Yep. For the rest of their lives.
Yeah, so. In my view, it's they're ours. They're our problem.
Yeah.
We're not ship them overseas. Try them here.
All right, 659, Tim Kyle, electric, heating, and ventilation and cooling is a call right now because it's been a little warm the last couple of days. And as we are reminded, once the humidity creeps in with the high temperatures, you want to make sure your air conditioning unit is operating efficiently and at peak efficiency. One, it works. Two, it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg to run it with these skyrocketing electric rates. We have a story on that coming up in our 8 o'clock hour this morning on how much these rates might end up being. So call Tim Kyle. Great at electrical work, internal, external, landscaping, you name it. But they're also the same kind of commitment and excellence and dedication to their service of your HVAC unit. Make sure your AC is ready. It's charged. It's got coolant, and it's operating at peak efficiency. Call Tim, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Online, timkylecompany.com. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. We haven't seen anything yet. That from President Trump celebrating the first 100 days of his second term with a campaign-style rally last evening in Warren, Michigan.
The president declared the start of his second term has been consequential.
In 100 days, we have delivered the most profound change in Washington in nearly 100 years.
He focused a great deal on immigration and border security.
We have achieved the most secure border in American history.
The president also touted his economic policies, even though polls show Americans are worried that the Trump tariffs will lead to higher prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the president's relaxing some of his 25% tariffs on cars and car parts. Mr. Trump says it will give automakers some more time to move production into the U.S. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee says some industries may need temporary relief during the Trump tariff transition.
Senator Blackburn says she supports the president's strategy.
President Trump is using tariffs to get people to the negotiating table.
In the short run, however, Blackburn says the battle poses a threat to vital supply chains for industries in her state.
Several areas that are going to need some type temporary relief.
Blackburn says the goal of the president's tariffs is to reinvigorate U.S. manufacturing, bolster the economy, create higher paying jobs, and eventually lower the cost of living. Bob Agnew reporting.
To counter the president's 100-day victory lap, Democrats engaged in speech-making at the Capitol, decrying what they say is 100 days of anxiety-inducing turmoil. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan, suspended by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, she is accused of helping a man to evade immigration authorities. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 29 points, NASDAQ futures 84 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
7:03, Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long.
And the Beltway on the northeast side in trouble. There's a wreck on the outer loop between Bel Air Road and the bridge at Putty Hill. We're looking at it from the camera on the bridge at Putty Hill, and only the right lane is getting by. It's in a construction area, so it's in the left-hand lane. No shoulder available. There's some heavy damage to a couple of these vehicles. Fire department is there, and they're blocking everything but the right lane. So you know we're backed up all the way back towards 95, and then the ramps from 95 trying to get onto the Beltway to head over to Towson, also looking at a delay. So maybe thinking if you're on 95, you could take White Marsh Boulevard. You'd come on to the Beltway beyond this accident scene. So in the meantime, be prepared for that. The Interloop is looking at it just a bit. They've reopened the roadway, and the accident is clear in Howard County now on Route 108, just south of Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Slow-moving storm headed our way. Chances of getting wet slowly increasing. No rain, though, today. Will turn out sunny. 82. Slight chance of a shower tomorrow. 80 the high. And a few afternoon showers Friday. 86 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are going to have a warm one today, folks. Temperatures right now are already getting up there. 65 degrees in Pikesville. Dundalk has 69 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, being brought to you by Vinnie Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinnie Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott has received awards for the city's progress in fighting the opioid epidemic. While attending the 37th annual Turk Conference on Mental Health and Addiction Treatment, the mayor was given the Chairman's Letter Award and a citation from the governor's office recognizing his leadership in guiding the city's efforts to reduce overdoses and expand equitable access to substance use care. Maryland AG Anthony Brown, co-leading a coalition of 23 attorneys general, in filing a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's cuts to AmeriCorps. Brown and his counterparts say the administration has reduced the agency's workforce by nearly 90%, canceling its contracts, and closing $400 million in AmeriCorps-supported programs. He says the president's unlawful dismantling of AmeriCorps is a direct attack on the communities that rely on national service to survive and thrive. And Maryland State Police have arrested two men in connection with a Cecil County drug trafficking organization. In addition to the arrests, troopers seized cocaine, meth, and 10 firearms, including a Bushmaster AR-15 that was reported stolen in Hagerstown. 7:06 on WCBM. Next, WCBM Sports with Gary Stein.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit vinnysteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, certainly not the debut that Kyle Gibson had envisioned last night for himself, nor the Orioles for that matter, as a veteran right-hander surrendered homers to the first three batters he faced, four of the first five, and five of the first 12. Bronx Bombers lived up to their name. 15-3 was the final last night in Baltimore. Manager Brandon Hyde on what you do now.
You know, you just throw it away and come back tomorrow and and we'll have our hitters meeting, and it's going to be positive, and we'll try to figure out how to beat Carlos Carrasco.
Wow, Cade Povich going to try to win this series tonight. First pitch is at 6:35. A sidebar, by the way, talk about the hitters meeting. Ryan Mountcastle went 0-3 last night. He's 0 for his last 18. He's 2 for his last 34.
That's just baseball. I mean, I've had struggles before, so has everybody else, and just going to keep taking it day by day and trying to get better each and every day.
Meanwhile, Caps try to close out the Canadiens tonight in D.C. They lead the series 3-1. Head coach Spencer Carberry on what he expects from a desperate Montreal outfit.
If you just look at this team and the resiliency in the post Four Nations tournament and all the stuff that they've been through, you know exactly what type of game you're going to get from the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow night.
Canadiens have to win 7 of their last 10 to even sneak into the playoffs. The puck drops at 7 tonight. Coming up in 30 minutes, more from a somewhat comical Orioles postgame. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Pacey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I see you're still dreaming, thinking about Gretchen Whitmer. How are you? Here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM, Ian Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Tampon Tim, the Democrats' manly man.
That is a manly man.
Yeah. Amazon tried to put tariff prices on their website before President Trump made a call to Jeff Bezos. And we'll talk about the one big beautiful bill. And top story, though. When do you hear about a Pennsylvania congresswoman, how she defines violence?
Yeah, it's fascinating, folks. Now that there is continuing violence against Tesla dealerships, attacks on Tesla owners and their vehicles, now you have the Democrats saying, well, let's see if we can redefine words so violence isn't in the sentence. Yeah, once again, you can key my car. There's a woman named Summer Lee. She is a congresswoman, and she's a Democrat, of course, and she has decided to take violence away from violence.
I think it's important that we recognize that violence is something that you commit against a human being. So let's be precise with our language. Violence is against human beings.
Yeah, violence is only against human beings. Remember the CNN reporter who stood there in front of the backdrop of the city burning and said the protests are mostly nonviolent? I guess what he meant was while the city was being destroyed, there was no real violence going on. In other words, most people were not being hurt. Most people. So it's a mostly nonviolent protest. Well, Summer Lee went on to expand on this and says, you know, it's not that the Democrats are violent. It's not that these people go out and throw Molotov cocktails at dealerships or burn people's individual Teslas are violent. They're just oppressed.
I think that Trump's and the administration's rhetoric has been incredible. I think about the rhetoric a lot around trans folks, around immigrant populations, around black and brown people, who we've seen so many people because of the rhetoric from the administration, because of the rhetoric from the right. We're seeing American citizens being picked up. We're seeing a lot of profiling that's happening. And I think that that's incredibly dangerous. And again, those are being perpetrated against people.
Okay, the American people being picked up. Oh, that would be like the judge who violated the law in Milwaukee, or like the American people were picked up, like, for example, the two kids who went home with her mom, with their mom to Mexico. Those American citizens being picked up. And as far as profiling, I mean, people are being profiled as to whether or not they're in the country legally or illegally. Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it, Summer. That's good to know.
I think it's important that we clear, that we recognize what these policies are actually doing, and also that we recognize the difference between the frustration of people that is maybe organic, but also the language that's coming from people who are in power. And Donald Trump's in power, and he's abusing that, and it's going to harm people, and it has already.
So, in other words, his nasty words are equivalent to burning down a car dealership. I just want you to understand that, because his rhetoric is the real problem here. It's not the people's actions, like these idiots who stand out at a dealership on Owings Mills, you know, on Reisterstown Road, and launch their. Are they still doing that?
I mean, not so much.
Yeah.
At some point, you run out of hippie dippies.
Yeah.
And other things to do.
Well, they have to get, you know, they have to get. Never mind. It's 7:13. I'd get in trouble if I went down that path. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
It's very nice right now through Annapolis. The roadway is drying out from the rain early this morning, and it's a little cloudy, but otherwise, it looks like a little peak of sun maybe now on the main span. But everybody's open westbound, primarily the traffic there in the morning is westbound over through Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97. The morning backup has arrived. Not quite solid yet, but it's there on I-97 southbound right at the merge at Route 32. The update on the wreck on the Beltway, now on the shoulder, outer loop of the bridge at Putty Hill. Did a lot of damage. We're backed up on the Beltway all the way back over to 95, and then the ramp from 95 onto the outer loop of the Beltway will also have a delay. Now, the inner loop is getting some sunshine, so that's going to be a factor around Park Heights Avenue over to Greenspring. The west side has been solid from 795 down to Frederick Road. Both the tunnels, lanes open, no incidents, but 25 to 30-minute delays currently now, both on 95 southbound and on 895 to the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry at 82 today. Right now it's partly cloudy, 66 in Owings Mills, 67 in Columbia, and time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Big name of the Trump administration on its 100th day yesterday. You had Scott Bessent with Caroline Leavitt opening up a rare White House morning press briefing. Then later on, we saw the president address the rope line before boarding Marine One to head to Michigan. Then he was at Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Michigan, where he had the Gretchen Whitmer encounter. And then, of course, last night, Warren, Michigan, for a rally on those 100th day. Into the heartland he went, and yes, there were a few protesters, and Trump was in rare form.
He did so great. What's the problem over there? What's the problem? Is that a radical left lunatic? He's just a child. All right, get him out. Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ma'am. I thought it was a guy. Thank you. And she now has to go home to a mother who's a big Trump fan. Her mother's watching. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I said he, and it's a she. I'm sorry.
Hour and a half last night, a combination of accomplishments, stand-up routine, and this was one of the lines that brought down the house.
I ended all of the lawless so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion bullshit all across the entire federal government and the private sector. And I made it the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
Ruckus applause line there. He also sat down yesterday with fake news ABC correspondent Terry Moran. It did not go well for Terry.
Do you think the reputation of the United States has gone down under your presidency?
No, I think it's gone way up, and I think we're a respected country again. We were laughed at all over the world. We had a president that couldn't walk up a flight of stairs, couldn't walk down a flight of stairs, couldn't walk across a stage without falling. We had a president that was grossly incompetent. You knew it, I knew it, and everybody knew it, but you guys didn't want to write it because you're fake news. All right. Thank you. And by the way, ABC is one of the worst, I have to be honest with you.
Thank you.
just absolutely, I think he ruined his career. I said, you got, the whole interview is worth watching. It's just a different Trump. I mean, he's always challenged the news, but he didn't care about polls. He didn't care what the news thinks of him. He just lets it rip now.
Well, I think he realizes that much of the swamp media is not representative of the majority of the American people.
Yeah.
They speak to a very specific audience, and I think Americans have caught on that audience is not a majority audience.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent appeared with White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt yesterday's morning press briefing and talked about the tariffs and might they replace some of the income tax.
The question is, what is the White House's ultimate objective here? Do you want to have long-term tariff revenue or deals that might reduce those tariffs?
I think it's a combination of both. So we're going to take in long-term tariff revenue. We put a process in place. We have 18 important trading relationships. We will be speaking to all of those partners, or at least 17 of them, over the next few weeks. Many of them have already come to Washington. What President Trump is referring to is the ability for tariff revenue to give income tax relief. And I think there's a very good chance that we will see this in the upcoming tax bill. The president campaigned on no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime, and the restoring interest deductibility for autos, for American-made autos. So tariff income could be used for tax relief on all those immediately.
Wow, interesting proposal. We'll see what happens. One Big Beautiful Bill, we'll update you on that coming up shortly. And the former Trump employee, our cabinet member, Marylander, John Bolton, the neocon, seemed to take a little bit of make a veiled threat to Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth yesterday.
I think he should resign for his own safety's sake, if nothing else.
What the hell does that mean? Why would he say, I understand he doesn't like Hegseth because he's not a forever war guy and he wants him to resign, but why would you say, I think he should resign for his own safety's sake?
It sounds like a threat to me.
It sounds, yeah. Sounds like a real threat.
It sounds like that's a conversation Secret Service should be having.
Yeah, absolutely. Mr. Bolton should be getting a Secret Service visit and maybe even be referred over to the DOJ does he know something we don't?
Are you just talking through your hat or do you know something specific? Yeah. If you know something specific, why have you not told the Secret Service?
Finally, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says a one trade deal is done. They're waiting on approval from unnamed leaders. It is believed to be India. So the Prime Minister has to take it
back
to the
Has to go back to
their parliament. They're one of the big five,
yeah,
if that happened. So we'll see. Keep your fingers crossed. And that's the way it went down on day 100 of the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the Beltway is still on the shoulder, and it's there. Several vehicles were involved. So we have state highways, state police. We have the vehicles that were involved. They're all on the right side, and of course, everybody's looking at it. So we're backed up from there, even though all three lanes are moving. We're backed up all the way back to 95. And I said earlier, I knew the ramps would be affected as well from 95, both north and southbound, trying to get onto the Beltway to come over on the westbound side. So if you're back up on 95, maybe you take White Marsh Boulevard and you come out on the Beltway just beyond this area of the accident scene. The inner loop is now with the bright sunshine. That's going to be slow as you're coming up from Reisterstown Road. Once you get into Park Heights Avenue, bright sunshine there. The west side is 795 to Frederick Road. And now some inner loop slowing, just heavy traffic coming up on the inner loop, coming up to Route 40. And I'm looking at the camera here at I-70. Nothing there, but there's heavy traffic between Route 40 and the construction area as you move north of I-70 up to Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Well, the channel says sunny, dry at 82 today. Overnight, back down around 58, and then a slight chance of a passing shower tomorrow with a high of 80. It's cloudy, 66 in Reisterstown, 69 in the city at 725. You're up to date on the morning drive.
Senator John Kennedy was asked yesterday about the first 100 days of the Trump administration. He says, for him, because the guy's a fiscal hawk, for him, one of the most important things that Donald Trump has done in those first 100 days is to change the conversation.
He's changed the national conversation about the federal budget. He and Mr. Musk, under President Biden, the conversation or the question was, who needs to pay more in taxes? Now, thanks to Trump and Musk, I think the question in Washington and elsewhere is, what the hell happened to the money?
Yeah, exactly. And that is the question. That's what DOGE is all about. What the hell happened to the money? I think it's a perfectly fair question to ask. And to be really honest, it's something that I've been hoping would happen in Washington, D.C. for the last quarter century. That too much money has gone to Washington, D.C. Too much power has gone there. You know, money attracts things like people who want that money. So if you concentrate wealth in one position, believe me, you're going to have people who are going to try to figure out how to get some of that wealth away. And so we have these leeches and these hangers-on and these fluff hires that have been specializing in, hey, let me see if I can get some of that federal money that's flowing my way. I'll become a consultant. I guess I'll consult on the intersection between health care and the environment. That's good. And I can go from congressperson to congressperson saying, I know all there is, or rather, my client knows all there is about health care and the environment as they intersect one another. It's a specialty I have. And they'll say, oh, okay, have some money. It's not my money, but I don't care. I mean, take my money, please. As Kennedy went on to say that what Trump has done by introducing these tariffs, it's for him, it's still up in the air, but it has great promise.
I thought that other countries would bow up and we'd enter into a trade war. Instead, many other countries have said, no mas. They've said, okay, we want to lower our trade barriers, but you've got to lower yours, America. And I think that's a good thing. I think our goal here ought to be to lower trade barriers and tariffs on both sides.
Yeah. Which, of course, is what we'd all like to happen. And it does seem, if India is falling in place, that is a rather big domino to fall, Sean.
Yeah, and Lutnick probably should have kept quiet until the deal was done, but I guess he's excited about it, as they all are, because that could be the template for what happens. I think I heard Besson say yesterday they're going to put China off to the side right now.
Sure.
And try to get the rest of these done. India, the EU, Canada. What Trump did with Canada is amazing. And maybe we'll get to that a little bit later on, but think about it for just a second. All the stuff about wanting to make them the 51st state, that was all negotiation. It was all It was all meant. He wanted Canada. He hated NAFTA. All right, so he had to kill NAFTA. In order to kill NAFTA, you had to get Canada and Mexico to agree to a three-party trade deal called USMCA, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
Then he really wants bilateral treaties with both Mexico and Canada. The only way he was going to do that is if is to get Canada with a liberal government. And that's exactly what's happened now. You have a liberal government in Canada, and they're going to be out. They're going to pull out, and they're going to want to renegotiate the USMCA, which is up for renegotiation anyway this year. So he's going to get what he wants in the end, bilateral treaties, or trade deals, I should say, with both Mexico and Canada. That's what he wanted from the get-go.
You know, I happen to love Canada because my wife's family is, some of it is from Canada, a little town called South Porcupine. But by the way, there's no north or west or east or Porcupine. There's just a South Porcupine. So I figure somebody must have spotted one going north. 729 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Spring is here, and don't let the stiff, achy joints you might have hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements, proud to bring Rescue Glyco Plus, this incredible supplement specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green lipid muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promotes smoother, more comfortable joint movement right now. Rescue Glyco Plus, by the way, it's buy one, get one free for anybody with a WCBM radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Or all you have to do is go online, darius-q.com, and make your order there. Get back in action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Coming up, what's the deal with Amazon tariff prices and the one big beautiful bill? It's 7:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Baltimore Police Union says the officers injured while arresting an assault suspect are in good spirits. FOP Lodge President Mike Mancuso says he has spoken with the officers and they are recovering. Mancuso posted a message online thanking the team at Shock Trauma and the Baltimore Fire Department for their excellent care of the officers. City police say the four officers were assaulted by the suspect as they had tried to arrest him in southeast Baltimore. Suspect and the officers all suffered non-life-threatening injuries during the assault. Maryland's lone GOP member of Congress says President Trump's first 100 days in office have been historic, successful, and unapologetically America first. Andy Harris says on social media that the president's promises are promises made and promises kept, with migrant crossings down 99%+ and the elimination of waste, fraud, and abuse. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen has sent a letter to President Trump regarding Kilmer Abrego Garcia, who was mistakenly, he says, deported to El Salvador. Van Hollen detailed his meeting with Salvadoran Vice President Felix Ulloa, saying that while the administration has taken no action to comply with court orders to facilitate them, it has the ability to do so. Mayor Brandon Scott has received awards for the city's progress in fighting the opioid epidemic while attending the 37th annual Turk Conference on Mental Health and Addiction Treatment. The mayor was given the Chairman's Leadership Award and a citation from the governor's office recognizing his leadership in guiding the city's efforts to reduce overdoses and expand equitable access to substance care use. Coming up on 7:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick 3 Lottery, 063, pick 4, 6813. And now, traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
KFX southbound at Ruxton Road, just some heavy traffic there now. They could be looking at something. Maybe it's the sunshine as you're coming around the hill from Ruxton Road. You come into the bright sunshine there, moving south towards the city-county line. I don't see anything in the roadway and can see the traffic coming south at the city-county line. Looks like it's running okay. We don't have any cameras, of course. They're there, but they don't work anywhere between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. The speed cameras work. You figure that one out. In the meantime, in the city, Northern Parkway at McLean Boulevard for a wreck, along with York Road at Belvedere Avenue, and all the accident vehicles are still there on the shoulder on the outer loop of the Beltway at the bridge at Putty Hill. Delay starts there, goes all the way back to the ramps at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Slow-moving storm headed our way. Chances of getting wet slowly increasing. No rain, though, today. Will turn out sunny. 82. Slight chance of a shower tomorrow. 80 the high. And a few afternoon showers Friday. 86 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Sometimes it's just better to laugh than cry, and so it is this morning for Oriole fans as we all try to digest another whopping 15-3, the final last night administered by the Yankees. Kyle Gibson surrendering 5 home runs, 9 runs in 3-plus innings, 3 homers to the first 3 batters he faced. This all coming after an uplifting win the night before over New York, prompting this back and forth in the Oriole postgame.
Is it hard to understand or come to grips to the lack of consistency tonight for this team? You know, yesterday was an emotional big win, and tonight was, you know, pretty flat out of the gate.
Is it hard to understand?
Yeah, but to understand why that happens as a club.
We give up 4 homers in the first inning, so I think that's pretty easy to understand.
Sure.
On the other end of the pitching spectrum is the New York Mets, who made history last night, beating the Diamondbacks 8-3. Mets starters have now allowed 4 or fewer runs in each of their first 30 games to begin the season. It's the longest streak by a National League team to begin a season in the modern era since 1901. The Caps back in action tonight. They'll try to close out the Canadiens in Game 5 at the Capital One Arena, and they may get back center Alexi Protas tonight. Head coach Spencer Carberry on where the 30-goal scorer can help.
Well, it can be a huge boost. I mean, he's been a huge penalty killer for us all year, especially offensively. Is with his skating, I think he's one of the top, whatever they do, the stat of chances per 60 shorthanded. I think he's right up there in the league.
Puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight in D.C. NBA action last night. Celtics pounce on the Magic by 31. They close out that series in 5. Meanwhile, the Knicks wilt late and fall to the Pistons at the Garden. That forces a Game 6 in Detroit on Thursday night. And then there was this finish last night in the NBA.
Here we go! Halliburton. 5 seconds. 4 seconds.
And the Pacers win it at home 119-118 over the Bucks. They come back from 7 down with 32 seconds to play, send home Milwaukee in 5 games. College basketball, Ed Lee of the Baltimore Sun reporting last night that Maryland has landed a big-time recruit, shooting guard Darius Adams, a 5-star guard out of New Jersey, 6'5", 165 pounds, ranked 23rd in the country, a skilled guard who can score at all 3 levels. Adams has initially agreed to play at UConn, but decommitted. He reportedly visited Georgetown, Michigan State, and Tennessee before committing to Maryland. And finally, congratulations to Owings Mills High School grad Mike Reed, who signed with the Carolina Panthers as an undrafted free agent. Reed, a defensive back, played college football at Monmouth University and the University of South Dakota. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a Maryland Hall of Famer passes away.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire?
or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So this is going way back here. I'm not sure how many people will recognize this name, but this guy was Deion Sanders before Deion Sanders. Hall of Famer Tom Brown has passed away. Brown was a two-sport star for the Terrapins, earning All-American and All-ACC honors in both baseball and football. This was in the early 1960s. He was drafted by the Packers. He played on two Super Bowl winning teams with Green Bay against Kansas City and Oakland way back in the day. And also, he was the only player before Deion Sanders to hit a home run in a Major League game and win a Super Bowl in the same season.
He was on that championship team, was he? National championship team for Maryland in, was it 59?
I think he may have been on that team, yes, yeah. Because he graduated in 62.
Yeah, so I think I remember his name from being on that team, but we'll have to look that up.
84 years of age.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maryland's fine, but it's no Monmouth.
They're a football power, Bruce.
Yes, they are.
No doubt.
All right, thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Yesterday, during the White House press briefing early in the morning with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt, a question was asked. The Washington Compost had reported that Amazon was flirting with the idea of putting the price of their products on their website, and the regular price, and then the tariff price, projecting what that item would cost due to Trump's tariffs. And this question was asked during the press conference, and Caroline Levitt said she had just spoken to the president and responded like this.
This is a hostile and political act by Amazon. Why did Amazon do this when the Biden administration hiked inflation to the highest level in 40 years? And I would also add that it's not a surprise, because as Reuters recently wrote, Amazon has partnered with a Chinese propaganda arm. So this is another reason why Americans should buy American. It's another reason why we are onshoring critical supply chains here at home to shore up our own critical supply chain and boost our own manufacturing here.
They also pointed out that there was they were dealing with a Chinese propaganda firm, and that the Amazon partnered with the CCP propaganda firm, and of course the CCP is anti-tariff, as you might imagine, because they're getting hammered on these tariffs. So here's an American company who basically traffics in a lot of Chinese goods, partnering with the CCP itself. Well, their stock started to take a hit. Walmart then announced they were expanding support for American-made products. That was reported by Axios, and they should do that anyway. There should be a heck of a lot more American products featured on all of these websites. President Trump, before he embarked for Michigan yesterday, said he made a personal call to Jeff Bezos about the tariff pricing.
Jeff Bezos was very nice. He was terrific. He solved the problem very quickly. And he did the right thing, and he's a good guy.
Yes, Bezos backtracked. Said there would be no tariff prices listed on Amazon products, or whether that was a trial balloon or not. But I'm still bothered by this partnership with the CCP propaganda firm.
Yeah.
That really, but we'll get more on that. Natalie Winters over at the War Room is doing a great job on reporting on that. Finally, what is the status of the one big, beautiful bill, Speaker Johnson?
We want to move this aggressively because it will stabilize the markets. It will be a turbo boost to the economy. It will restore, again, helping us restore the peace through strength principle. And it will show the country that Republicans are serious, that they made the right choice.
Well, maybe if you get people in Congress to work on it, you get it by Memorial Day. Instead, we're hearing it's not going to be ready till the 4th of July. Here's Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Tax relief, obviously, and spending cuts, a generational investment in border security, making sure that our military is ready to face all the threats around the world, and obviously American energy dominance.
And the budget chair over in the House, Jason Smith, talked about some of the contents of the One Big Beautiful Bill.
He wants permanency of the expiring provisions from his successful tax cuts in 2017. He wants to make sure there's no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, tax relief for seniors.
Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, said it's his understanding that the bill is not stalling. It is moving forward.
The tax bill is moving forward. It is going to give permanence to the 2017 Tax Cuts and Job Act, which will, back to the question on certainty, it will give American business certainty. It will give American people certainty.
And the president had, of course, the final word on the One Big Beautiful Bill.
If we get it, we have the biggest tax cut in history. And if we don't get it, you have the biggest tax increase. And for that, I will blame the Democrats.
Think about this for just a second. This bill passes, hopefully. Then you have these trade deals starting to be announced. India, European Union, Canada, Mexico, whatever the case may be. Imagine what that will do to the stock market. Imagine what that will do for the economy, first and foremost. And inflation, GDP numbers, I think, are due out today. So we're not quite sure where they're going to go. We'll have to wait and see on that. But this bill needs to get done sooner rather than later.
We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Right now, though, it's Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Brought to you as a service, Bernese Automotive. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The wreck on the Beltway Outer Loop at Putty Hill still there on the shoulder. They're looking at it. All the lanes are open. We're still backed up and impacting the ramps all the way back to I-95 and even traffic coming over from Pulaski Highway and from Route 7 at Philadelphia Road. You can get an impact there as well. The inner loop coming up from Liberty Road through 795. You're fighting a bright sunshine there a little bit on the inner loop towards Green Spring. And the west side, again today, is basically there. Let me just see if it's backed up to Reisterstown Road again. Not quite. It's 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I don't see anything on the roadway in that area, but we do have heavy traffic. And then the inner loop was slow earlier, and the pace is a little bit slow coming up through Route 40 West and from Frederick Road. JFX, only that one speed reduction at Ruxton Road. Everybody else is good. Both the tunnels are still solid and still backed up without any incidents. We're still slow, though, beginning at the city-county line. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, and rotate your tires. Get it all done at Bernese Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, 82 today, overnight 58. And then tomorrow, slight chance of passing shower, 80 is the expected high. And right now, 68 in Parkville, 69 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We do have a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt, and coffee mug to award you if you guess correctly. Michael's in Columbia. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Listen to those pipes.
Wow. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm impressed.
All right, man. You got any broadcast?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah.
I've been at work since 5:15, so.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, you have my sympathy.
Yeah, slacker.
All right, you want to go first, second, third, or last, Michael?
I'll go last. I'll follow up, Chuck.
All right. Good
you
luck to you.
Follow up, Chuck?
Just don't follow up, Chuck, too close.
One. Yeah, I'll follow Chuck.
Come here, you're just told because his voice is deeper than yours.
It is.
All right, here we go. Story number one. President Trump yesterday signed an executive order that requires that all federal forms, signs, and agencies must be in English only. The text of the order acknowledges the essential role that bilingualism does play in our country, but due to cost and confusion and the fact that we speak multiple languages in the United States, it is now time to return to English only for all federal business. Story two, California lawmakers gutted a bill yesterday that would have made paying for sex with 16 and 17-year-olds a felony charge. Under current state law, creeps who buy sex from minors under 16 face extra fines, jail time, and either a misdemeanor or felony charge. The new bill would up that to age 18. And story three, people flock all over the world to see the perfect cone shape of Mount Fuji, one of Japan's most popular attractions. A Chinese university student who insisted on climbing Mount Fuji outside of official climbing season was rescued, but he forgot his phone. So he went back to get his phone and had to be rescued again. Twice.
Lucy!
In 2 days on Mount Fuji. All right. Is it story one? Trump signs executive order. We're doing business, federal government, English only. Story 2, California lawmakers blocked the bid to make paying for sex with 17-year-olds a felony. And Story 3, Chinese student climbing Mount Fuji had to be rescued twice. All right, we will start with Mr. Bruce.
English only, I suspect that's true. It sounds so common sense, doesn't it? Story 3, I believe, is true as well, so it must be California and the minors. So I'm going to guess that one's fake news.
All right, Bruce goes for number 2. Kristen?
I think I agree, number 2.
Kristen goes for number 2. Chuck?
1.
Chuck chooses 1, and Michael in Columbia. Are you going to follow up, Chuck?
Number 2, I'll choose story number 2.
All right, Michael.
That's all right. That's all right.
Going with number 2. Story number 3, the crazy Chinese student. Yeah, that's a true story.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. Imagine those rescuers. Oh, no, not again. Only one individual picked story 1, the Trump changing all of the federal business to English only. That is our fake news story.
Oh, well done, Chuck.
Of the day. It was only truck drivers had to speak English.
I saw that. That's how come I knew it.
Yeah,
you see, you're a knowing guy.
Sorry about that, Michael. Thanks for listening, playing the game.
I knew that was coming.
We'll be in touch to see if you want to guest host the show in the near future.
Yes.
You know, with pipes like that, can't let them go to waste.
Really?
You know?
Quick update?
Yes, sir.
A report of an accident 50 westbound at Route 2. Just looking forward now. I haven't seen it yet. That's all I can tell you at this point.
Well, how do you know it's happened?
I don't know, because that's what State Highway just told me.
Oh.
So I have to go by what they say. Let me see what it says. Forfeit. No.
Fifth number.
Okay.
Forfeit.
450, yeah. 50 westbound at 450. Okay. Oh. Richie Highway. Okay.
I thought you were forfeiting the traffic at some point.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not forfeiting a damn thing, Mr. Casey. Why you got to be such a pain in the ass?
We will see on Friday, June 20th.
We'll see a lot of things.
Chuck, we don't want to see those things.
It doesn't matter. You're going to see it anyway, whether you like it or not.
We're bringing in Ryan O'Hearn to roast you.
No kidding.
Orioles player.
What's his average? You got their average, right?
Who had a hot mic moment the other day.
Yeah.
I saw that.
We're going to give him a really hot mic.
That first inning was night last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was really good. Jeez.
All right, westbound 50 at Richie Highway in the deceleration lane is what they're saying.
Apparently the Yankees got really inspired by the bombs bursting in air for the national anthem.
There was one catch where the Yankees made, I don't know if it was because I saw just a tiny clip, center field or right field. The guy fell down, rolled over, and still caught the ball.
Really?
As it was coming right on the warning.
That sounds
track.
Like a party trick at the Chucks.
It really does.
That's nice.
Yeah, but it was a hell of a catch. And then it was like really nonchalant, like, yeah, I do that every day.
Tell me this, Mr. Casey. I saw an email yesterday that said you're off next week.
Yes, I am off next week. I know.
I know
that tears you up. It really does.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
And thank you for finally getting me the photograph after a month and a half of requests.
I told you I had to get a haircut.
Which one?
We just need some names now, that's all.
I have a few lined up.
Okay.
And they'll be to you tomorrow.
Send them to me as soon as you can. Thank you, buddy. 7:50. The Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Facebook page and Rumble as well. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
An accident scene on the Beltway still there. They're on the shoulder. They've been there pretty much now about a half an hour, 40 minutes. Outer loop right at the bridge at Putty Hill. So everybody's still looking at it very slow coming by the accident scene. You might want to stay out of the right lane. The first responders are there. I would just move over and let them do what they have to do. But just keep in mind, the construction there keeps us a little bit tight through that area. Backed up all the way back to I-95. Still looking for this report of a wreck. Don't see any big problems, but the report was westbound on 50 coming over towards the ramps at Ritchie Highway. A couple of accidents in the city. Northern Parkway at McLean, York Road at Belvedere. The rest of the Beltway slow through Pikesville and pretty solid on the west side from 795 down through Frederick Road. 30-minute delays right now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny, dry today, and a high of 82. We got overnight low about 58, and then some more shower activity Thursday and perhaps Friday. Highs near 80 both days. Right now, 69 and cloudy in Severn, 69 in Middle River. You're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There's a piece by the guy who wrote Dilbert. The guy's name is Scott Adams. A couple of years ago, 2017 actually, he wrote this book talking about Donald Trump. He said, the book is called Win Bigly, Persuasion in a World Where Facts Don't Matter. And he said this about Donald Trump, and this is important to remember as we go through this whole negotiation stuff on the tariffs with individual nations. And I'm going to quote Dilbert here. Trump is what I call a master persuader. That means he has weapons-grade persuasion skills. Based on my background in that field, I recognize his talents early. And after watching him in action during the election, this is the 2016 election, I have to say that Trump is the most persuasive human I have ever observed. And I think we're seeing some of that right now in these negotiations as they're moving forward. An awful lot of people, naysayers on the tariffs and whether or not Donald Trump will be effective in this. And again, we're being told now that India is just about to say, yep, let's go ahead and do this. We'll come to an agreement. And that is a major win. I mean, that's a big get for Donald Trump and for the administration. On the other hand, you have individuals on the other side who seem to be confused about who they are. They know they're not the master persuader. They know that somehow there's something about them that's not clicking with the American public, but they can't quite figure it out. So they begin to extrapolate why they think maybe they're there. For example, former vice presidential nominee Tim Walz.
I was on the ticket, I would argue, because we did a lot of amazing progressive things in Minnesota to improve people's lives. But I also was on the ticket, quite honestly, you know, because I could code talk to white guys watching football fixing their truck, doing that I could put them at ease. I was the permission structure to say, look, you can do this and vote for this.
Yeah. Honestly. Just really, seriously? So this is a guy who you saw with a hunting rifle, unsure as to which end actually had the shells. This is the guy who's going to code talk to white guys. Can you see him as your next door neighbor come on over to help you fix the truck? I can't see him figuring out how to change a tire. The man seems to me be anything but your type A manly man kind of character, but that's not, Sean, that is not the way he sees himself, or at least not the way he's presenting himself. But of course, this is a guy who's kind of a odd perception, one might say, on his running mate, the former nominee for the presidency, Kamala Harris.
It is not second guessing or anything. I think it's fair to go back on and look at this. Look, we had the most qualified person who'd run for president in this country's history at the top of the ticket. That in itself should have got this thing won.
The most qualified person in the history of this country to run for president. Now, if you believe that, I want you to know that I still have the deed to the second span of the Bay Bridge. I'm glad to unload it on you. I'll sell it to you for a bargain price. Unbelievable. I just wonder, does he believe this crap? Or I mean, is this somebody just programmed into his brain, say nice things about Kamala Harris because I might need her somewhere in the future? I mean, how do you read this?
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I think that Donald Trump did really well with young men. There were a lot of young men in the audience last night in Warren, Michigan. And the Democrats, there's a big gap between men for Democrats and Republicans. And again, I think young men, you know, they look at, they don't want guys with hair buns.
No.
They don't. And you look at the current field of the Democrats right now, and the ones that have run in the past, Buttigieg, no way. Pritzker, eh. Newsom. He's a little beta. He's not an alpha male.
He looks like a perfect and nice hair model.
Josh Shapiro, he's kind of nebbish.
He may be the strongest of the batch, though.
Yeah, no, but no, look, when you look at the guys that look like they're masculine, along the, it's, I got to tell you, Wes Moore, you know, he likes free beer. He was in the service. Yep. He looks like he doesn't wear mommy jeans. He looks like he can throw a ball. So that's one. The other guy's Andy Beshear in Kentucky. But the rest of the Democrat field doesn't look like, as far as manly men, they would make the cut.
Mayor of Milwaukee, also another black guy, a guy named Cavalier Johnson, comes across very, very well as well. But I don't know if you could, since Teddy Roosevelt, I don't know if you can go from being the mayor of a major city to being the president. I think he's probably a couple of cycles away, but I keep your eye on him, not for 28, but maybe for 32 or beyond.
And it certainly can't be Bernie, because Bernie is just, Bernie's been rejected by the Democrats two or three times now, right?
Yeah, and of course, if you're looking for manly, there's always Rachel Levine.
Yes.
I mean, that's something that...
And what was the name of the energy...
The guy who stole other people's luggage?
Women's luggage.
Yes. You
know, so that he could update his wardrobe. That was just incredible. And then you look at the guys over the Republican side. You got Trump. You got Vance.
Yes.
You got a bunch of guys.
It's a party that, for guys who are potentially voting, it's a party that you look at and say, this is full of testosterone here. And they're manly, but not in a threatening fashion. So women are pretty comfortable with it, too.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump touting what he calls the most successful first 100 days of any administration in the history of our country. He held a huge rally last evening, Warren, Michigan, saying he's ushered in the most secure border in American history.
The number of illegal border crossers released into the United States is down, listen to this please, 99.999%.
Mr. Trump also says prices for many things are coming down. Quoting the president, gasoline prices are down by a lot. Energy prices are down. He also says that mortgage rates and prescription drug prices heading in the right direction. And he has announced some new fighter jets for a Michigan Air National Guard base.
Before holding a rally marking 100 days in office, the president stopped by Michigan's Selfridge Air National Guard base with this announcement.
Very soon we will replace the retiring A-10 Warthogs with 21 brand new F-15 EX Eagle II fighter jets, the best in the world.
The announcement allayed fear that the base could close, and it delivered a win for Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the president's easing some of his 25% tariffs on cars and car parts. The Catholic Church in Oklahoma wants taxpayers to fund an online charter school that is, quote, faithful to the teachings of Jesus Christ. The Supreme Court hearing arguments in the case today. Legal analysts say a ruling from the High Court allowing public money to flow directly to a religious school almost certainly would lead to others. There's been a deadly scaffolding collapse at a construction site in Port Arthur, Texas. Three workers killed, two others injured in the accident at the Port Arthur LNG construction site. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 37 points, NASDAQ futures down 116. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
8:03 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic with on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a major wreck on I-70 eastbound. It's after you come past Route 32 and before the split right there at Route 40, and everything to the center and the left-hand side blocked. Multiple vehicles are involved. Right lane only is getting by, and we're backed up already back to Route 32. So once you cross 32, you have the option of maybe if you can get to the split at Route 40. I'm not quite sure if it's that far down or not, but in the meantime, if vehicles into the guardrail, they're all banged up. It looks like the wreck we had yesterday today on 95. Serious injuries involved here. And again, it's a single lane on the eastbound side of I-70 in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Slow-moving storm headed our way. Chances of getting wet slowly increasing. No rain, though, today. Will turn out sunny. 82. Slight chance of a shower tomorrow. 80 the high. And a few afternoon showers Friday. 86 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 66 degrees, just 1 degree warmer in Baltimore at 67 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen has sent a letter to President Trump regarding Kiermaier Abrego Garcia, who was deported to El Salvador. Van Hollen detailed his meeting with Salvadoran Vice President Felix Ulloa, saying that while the administration has taken no action to comply with court orders to facilitate the return of Abrego Garcia, it has the ability to do so. The senator says Ulloa stressed that it's the responsibility of the U.S. government to arrange for Abrego Garcia's return. According to Van Hollen, Ulloa said the government of El Salvador has a deal with the U.S. government. Quote, they send people, we host them, they pay, and that's it. Hartford County pastor is now accused of stealing more than $135,000 from his church. Pastor Daniel Champ allegedly embezzled the money from the First Baptist Church in Bel Air between 2019 and 2024. According to WJZ-TV, the Hartford County Sheriff's Office says officials with the church found suspicious bank charges and missing money in October. According to investigators, the pastor used the money for personal expenses, including DoorDash, PayPal, and sports betting. According to the sheriff's office, the pastor has been removed from the church bank account and has to move from the church property residence to another residence. He is scheduled to appear in court next month. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number 063. Your pick 4, 6813. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be Kate Povich on the Hill tonight for Baltimore as the O's try to be put behind the debacle last night that happened at Camden Yards.
There's Ben Rice trying to make it three in a row. Driven out to right field. Laureano back, turning, looking. See ya. So back to back to back by the Yankees. They're up 3-0.
Michael Kay with the call on the Yes Network. Three in a row for the first five went out of Camden Yards. All off Kyle Gibson making his season debut as the Yanks drained the emotion right out of the Orioles last night. 15-3 was the final. After the game, a deadpan manager, Brandon Hyde.
When did you realize that it wasn't going to be as nice?
Well, you give up four homers in the first inning. That's kind of a telling sign.
Ravens will gather their rookies in Owings Mills this weekend, including first-round draft choice Malachi Starks, who projects at free safety as his highlight film concurs.
Slight bobble of the snap, but Nick, plenty of time, throwing his first deep ball for seven. McGee, and it's intercepted. Picked off at the 8-yard line by Malachi Starks, a true freshman.
I'm watching the video. Boy, can this young man go up and get that football. Reminds you of a young Ed Reed, not to put any pressure on him. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's been a long road for Caps head coach Spencer Carberry. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three here in The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Patty Morin's op-ed at Fox News is devastating to the Democrats. We'll share it with you a little bit later on. More on Trump's first 100 days. Top story, once again, has to deal with energy, property rights, ratepayers here in the state of Maryland, specifically the Office of People's Counsel. They are in Maryland supposed to represent us, the ratepayers, in all these disputes. And as more data centers are projected to be built for Northern Virginia here in Maryland, PGM, the Regional Transmission Organization, says it has plans to continue upgrading and expanding the transmission infrastructure in our state. David Lapp is with the Maryland Office of People's Counsel. He says that the number of transmission lines being installed in Maryland to the detriment of people's property rights and landowners and farms and businesses, etc., is unlawful.
The results of this would be unlawful because they would result in unjust and unreasonable rates for Maryland customers.
How much? How much would we have to pay for additional transmission lines?
Maryland customers will be responsible under PJM's proposal for almost $800 million in transmission costs that really go to support Virginia data centers.
$800 million. And who is going to pay the $800 million?
But generally speaking, it means that utility bills will rise in the future. It's a problem because we're seeing residential customer bills rise as a result of the last round of transmission investments. And now this new round, they're going to rise again. We certainly expect that this could happen again in future years.
It's going to happen again in future years because, and here's the little secret buried inside the PGM statement from yesterday, they basically said that the PGM footprint needs energy. The grid needs energy, and in other states. Historically, 40% of Maryland's energy needs are imported.
to meet our needs. Maryland has seen the retirement of 6,000 megawatts of generation resources since 2018, with only 1,600 megawatts added during that time frame. In addition, Maryland is also adding significant new electricity demand. Well, whose fault is that? Whose fault is the fact that we made fossil fuels the enemy?
Yeah.
And coal was deemed to be the enemy. And they wanted to shut down coal-fired plants here in Maryland. And again, when you look at this, and the PGM is also saying regarding the power line, the NPRP, a spokesman by the name of Jason Stanek says, just because these data centers are outside of the jurisdiction doesn't necessarily mean customers within the jurisdiction aren't benefiting. He said, electrons don't know the boundaries of particular states. We're an interconnected grid with 13 states in the grid. I got news for you. Unless we're tapping in to these these electrons aren't magically leaving the transmission lines and powering the local needs. Sorry, folks. We think we're dumb. You think we're stupid? David Lapp says it's unfair.
I think it's fundamentally unfair for Maryland residential customers to bear costs that they are not causing. These costs are largely driven by data centers, and more than just data centers, by out-of-state data centers. We certainly think that data centers should be bearing most of the cost responsibility when it comes to transmission upgrades.
Now, I get it. We're not pulling our share of the weight from a grid perspective. I get that. But again, that's
there
not
are other ways to do it.
That's not the ratepayers'
right.
fault.
Yeah.
It's not the people who live here. It's the people who run this state. And frankly, that's the Democrat Party.
8:13 right now. I was going to blame it on Chuck, but okay, take the Democrat Party if you want, Sean. That's fine. Take the easy way out.
I don't live there.
You see? That's exactly the point, Chuck.
Yes, but you need energy from here.
That's right. That's right, Chuck.
I need things from there, but it's not energy, Mr. Casey.
It's just an order of crab cakes every once in a while. So just say
that, plus a little stipend.
A little stipend? Traffic and weather on the
Do
three.
You know how much energy is expended to generate your checks?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out when I'm up there.
It's a stipend's worth.
And tell Mike McGraw, you better not be off that day because I'm coming in there.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is. It's all about the stipend, Johnson.
Eastbound I-70, this wreck is east of Route 32. It's near the split at Route 40 West. A lot of vehicles involved here. They've hit the guardrail. We just had one medic unit leave. There's several medic units still there. Only the right lane is getting by. I-70 is backed up solid after the bridge at Route 32. So that's a big delay for the traffic in Howard County. Single lane to the right. New wreck, Baltimore County, Liberty Road at Milford Mill. Report that a motorcyclist is involved there. Heads up in Anne Arundel County, vehicle fire reported eastbound Route 100 near the interchange at Route 10. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, going to be sunny, dry day today and a high of 82. Overnight, we're down to 58, and some shower activity could move through Thursday and or Friday. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 69 in Bel Air, 69 in Glen Burnie. And now time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:15 in the morning. Once again, it is time for us to head to the circus to find out which lefty has lost it today. This is a brand new voice for us on the clown car. Yes, it's going to be a congresswoman. We haven't heard from her in a very long time. In fact, I don't think we've heard from her ever. She is perhaps more of a more radical congresswoman, Melanie Stansberry. And she's perturbed, so please watch as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps old Melanie. And the Democrats keep looking for a reason to blame Trump for his immigration policies that have nothing at all to do with his immigration policies.
They're not actually addressing the fundamental issues, and I believe that is why the American people are saying we reject how you're handling immigration. They're not dealing with the actual real problems like drug and human trafficking on the border. So it's a lot of bullshit.
All right, they're not dealing with the real problems, Sean, like drug use on the border. Melanie, here's a newsflash for you. According to the president just last night, border incursions, unwanted, are down by 99.99%. which would mean that the importation of drugs and violence from the Mexican states and further south also down by 99.9%. So, yes, indeed, the Trump administration is dealing with all of those issues at the border by shutting the damn thing down. So please get back in the clown car and get out of here. If you say anything else, I realize it's just bull.
Unbelievable. All right. Back to this electrical crisis, electric energy crisis, and all of it, you know. The Democrats are the ones that have pushed this climate change nonsense, and it is nonsense. I mean, look, there is climate change, but this idea that the sky is falling and that we aren't going to be able to survive on this beautiful planet unless we do what they tell us to do. Mm-hmm. They can't get the weather forecast right 3 days out, and they want to know what's happening 20 years from now. Okay, but here's the deal. I'm thinking this is going to be a huge issue in the next gubernatorial election, in the next election cycle in 26. And I think that the Democrats own this. I mean, Republicans are smart, and especially on the heels of NPRP, because I think they're going to get what they want anyway. I think the governor doesn't have the stones to call out the PSC and stop this nonsense. Yep. And he's going to say, I stand with the people, I'm against them in the domain, but you know, guess what? I can't do anything about it anyway. And we need, and the fact of the matter is, there are going to be brownouts and blackouts and whatever the case may be. And I don't know how much of this transmission line we're going to be able to tap into, if any. And so we're being held that one of the coal-fired power plants is going to be kept online until 29 now because of the emergency that we face. This is crisis, energy crisis. And what they do, they pass the bill that's going to give us, what, two rebates a year? What, about $40 each?
Yeah.
On your bill? So that's a total of about, what, $80, $100? Okay, that's better than nothing, but it's still not going to resolve the problem. Okay, this is just throwing us a bone. And I'm thinking that if you get the Republican Party unified, and that's a big gift, you get the Republican Party unified in this state, and they rally around the issues that are important to consumers, to ratepayers, I think you could make some inroads. I think it's possible you recapture the governor's mansion. I think it's possible that you get the necessary numbers. I don't think you're going to take both houses ever, but at least you can get the numbers to where, again, it's not veto-proof.
All right.
So I think that hopefully there's somebody out there in the Republican Party that's listening. That's I do know that John Myrick, he's announcing he's lieutenant governor today down in Annapolis. Maybe it's John Myrick. Maybe he's the guy to get it done. He's the only one that's willing right now to take the plunge. Everybody else is hiding in the tall grass for the Maryland GOP. I applaud the Maryland Freedom Caucus. I think they did a great job in getting some of this stuff out there. But we need more. We need more soldiers. We need more warriors. Stop fighting each other. Whether you're a Trumping guy or whether you're a Hogan guy, find a way to fight the Democrats.
Yeah, the Republican habit is to decide that they're the only ones who are true Republicans and then form a circular firing squad, and then it's fire, aim, shoot, we'll do something about it, but never actually moving forward. Just stop it. Stop it. That's all. Just stop it.
Yeah, it's easily done. But the question is, we've said before, who's going to lead us out of the wilderness? Who is that person? We've heard the name. Was it the former military guy Wolford that ran with Kelly Schultz last time out? We hear that name, but I just, it doesn't really excite a lot of people that I talk to. We need somebody that has the America first, Maryland first. Maybe adopt the Marylanders first. Put Maryland ratepayers first. Put Maryland taxpayers first. Put Maryland retirees first. Find somebody that can carry the Maryland first mantra and articulate it and then deliver on it. Who is that person? That is the $64,000 question. It's 8:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Lindsay on the show. Highlights from Trump's first 100-day speech. Another day, another activist judge with a mindless ruling to stop the president's agenda.
You and your friends keep on playing punk gangsters. We're going to land on you hard. You understand?
And a Democrat-run suburb where burglaries are up 450%.
Can I please have your attention?
Other than that, a great place to raise a family. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still to come, Mayor Scott's summer youth plan is getting some criticism. The final Brooklyn Day mass shooting suspect charged in the connection gets sentenced. How about Governor Wes Moore signing that law reducing compensation for child abuse survivors in Maryland on this almost the same week
that 85 more were added? Was this 85?
Yeah. 85 more were added. And a former Maryland DGS employee was indicted on 57 felony child sex abuse charges. I mean, again, this is all, you're not putting Maryland children first. You're not putting our safety first. You're not putting Maryland public safety. Wait to hear Patty Morins, part of her op-ed coming up a little bit later on in the back half of the hour. It is, I think, devastating to the Democrat Party.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. It's 8:23 right now. And once again, the man of the hour, or actually the man of the 10 minutes, Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the threes.
You know.
Yeah.
Yes. Chuck, we, you know, over the weekend was sitting around the house. When we say sitting around the house, we meant around the house.
Yeah.
Just, you know, trying out some roast lines here.
What day is this? Wednesday? Only two more days left, thank God. I don't know if I can make it two more
days. I'm going to have a whole week of nothing to do but write your roast jokes.
And who's coming in to be with Bruce?
Nino will be here for part of the...
Nino?
Yeah.
A gentleman?
Yes.
Yes. Doesn't say anything negative to me.
Well, no. We can change that.
Southbound 83. Shut up now. Southbound... YouTubers. Southbound 83. At Pedonia Road, several vehicles here involved. They just moved over into the median area, but now the fire department's going to arrive, so you know what that's going to do. So anybody south from Warren Road and coming down 83 right before you get to Pedonia Road, you might want to stay to the center and the right coming through there. So we'll keep an eye on that. A few more lanes have been open on eastbound I-70, that wreck between Route 32 and the split at Route 40. They're still blocking the left-hand lane, but at least now we're getting several lanes by the accident scene, but we're still backed up over towards the bridge at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Johnson, Sunday, dry, 82, 58 for the low tonight, and we got some passing showers coming up Thursday and or Friday heading into the weekend. So right now it is partly cloudy, 70 in Severn, and it is 68 in Forest Hill. Mayor Scott, his summer youth plan is under fire as juvenile thug crime arrests and raising a lot of doubts these days.
This year, we're building on our approach from the past two summers, combining proactive ground-level engagement with programming that helps young people enjoy their summer.
All right, so let's take a look at what he is proposing. The plan includes Monzie's youth engagement workers on the streets for 25 weeks. So, again, what is the role of a youth engagement worker? I don't know. Are these safe streets employees? Because most of them are thugs anyway. Yeah. So that's not going to give you a happy ending. A youth connection center at the Inner Harbor for curfew violators. Wasn't it last summer that we had very few curfew violators actually there and or transported?
Zero.
It was in the single digits.
Yes.
And so he's going to build on that. Extended rec center hours, and they're doing midnight basketball and all sorts of other stuff. And look, let me explain something to Mayor Scott. There are, let's put it this way, there are good teens and there are bad teens. And then there's some teens somewhere in the middle that may, you know, idle hands, the devil's workshop. And maybe if they don't have anything to do, they'll seek out something to fall in with the wrong crowd. But, you know, the good teens aren't out running around all night at all hours of the night.
Yeah.
Okay, seeking to do harm, to carjack, to rob, to break into schools, to shoot their fellow teens. They're a bunch of the bad guys on the streets. And the reason why they're a bunch of the bad teens is you won't lock them up.
Yeah.
They commit crimes repeatedly. And the 16 Utes that were arrested in 48 hours, 9 of them had priors. 9 of them had run-ins already with the DJS. Maybe we had, instead of the Department of Juvenile Services, maybe we should rename it the Youth Connections Center.
Yeah.
You know, that way you won't, it doesn't have that punitive connotation. And but at least lock them up, detain them. People that are committing violent crimes against people, against even cars, whatever the case may be, they're not good people. Okay, some of them might need a wake-up call, but if you're going to allow juvenile thugs to roam the streets of Baltimore and commit these heinous crimes without consequences, without punishment, you could take that summer plan and throw it right out the window, because it's not going to work. Because the bad ones will overwhelm the good ones. The good ones will go inside. The good ones will say, I'm not going to go out on the streets and risk my life. I've got a future ahead of me. So the good ones are going to go inside. They're not going to be outside. Now, so you're left with the really bad ones versus the ones that are toeing the line.
Yeah. And you'll end up dealing only with the population of those individuals who have no interest whatsoever in going to a youth center or watching TV with a bunch of guys at 3 o'clock in the morning. They, to a degree, are interested in wilding and in misbehaving. And they're going to look for opportunities to do that. And yet, I don't think this is the way to solve that particular issue. I think the way to solve that particular issue is to say, if you decide that that's what you want to be doing at 3 o'clock in the morning, believe me, by 4:30, you'll be in central booking.
So we'll see, because maybe last year, even with, I remember all the crowds at Fells Point, and remember the open containers, all the alcohol that was being consumed, shots fired, the police that were assaulted. I mean, last summer, it was a you-know-what show, and they're going to expand on that? Good luck.
Swell.
Last of the five teens charged in connection to the Brooklyn Day mass shooting learned his fate in court yesterday. Tristan Jackson, sentenced to 10 years in prison, the first 5 years of that sentence without parole, followed by 5 years of supervised probation. So he's got to do 5 out of the 10. This was a plea deal. He pleaded guilty to 4 counts within the indictment. Use of a firearm during the course of violence, conspiracy to commit first-degree assault, second-degree assault, and minor imposition of a handgun. To this date, none, not a single person has been charged in the murder of the two people that were killed during the Brooklyn Day massacre. None. So that's certainly, you know, for the parents and the families of those that were killed during the Brooklyn Day massacre, still no justice for their murder.
It's amazing. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication, and now they've expanded. They're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. I've used them for that. I've used them for electrical. They're great folks. During this transition, of course, it seems like we've transitioned. It was more than 70 in our house overnight last night. It's important to assure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. Call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. That's KYLE, Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
It is 8:30. That means it's time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. The news being brought to you this time by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Mayor Brandon Scott has received awards for the city's progress in fighting the opioid epidemic. While attending the 37th annual Turk Conference on Mental Health and Addiction Treatment, the mayor was given the Chairman's Leadership Award and a citation from the governor's office recognizing his leadership in guiding the city's efforts to reduce overdoses and expand equitable access to substance use care. Maryland's AG Anthony Brown co-leading a coalition of 23 attorneys general following a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's cuts to AmeriCorps. Brown and his counterparts say the administration has reduced the agency's workforce by nearly 90%, canceled its contracts, and closed $400 million in AmeriCorps-supported programs. Brown says the president's unlawful dismantling of AmeriCorps is a direct attack on communities. Maryland State Police have arrested two men in connection with a Cecil County drug trafficking organization. In addition to the arrests, troopers seized cocaine, meth, and 10 firearms, including a Bushmaster AR-15 that was reported stolen in Hagerstown. The items that were recovered were found in the suspects' homes and storage units. The Baltimore Police Union says officers injured while arresting an assault suspect are all in good spirits. FOP Lodge 3 President Mike Mancuso says he spoke with the officers and they are recovering. 8:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and worked their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true. Thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Pick three lottery number 063. Pick 46813. And now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem. Eastbound Route 100 at the ramp to Arundel Mills Boulevard. That ramp is now blocked. There's an accident right at the beginning of that ramp where you exit off from Route 100. So that's blocked off. They're looking at it. Backed up now as you're coming over from the BW Parkway and in that area. And then the westbound side can see it. So they're also looking at it. So anybody west of I-97 and coming over from 170, that's the reason for the backup and the slowdown. The wreck on 83 South. Some equipment arrived. They're now blocking the left-hand lane southbound 83 before Pedonia Road. Anybody south from Warren Road, stay to the right. They're still working on the wreck. Eastbound I-70 at the split at Route 40 with delays back to Route 32. And about 20 minutes ago, there was a motorcyclist involved in a wreck at Liberty Road at Milford Mill. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Slow-moving storm headed our way. Chances of getting wet slowly increasing. No rain, though, today. Will turn out sunny. 82. Slight chance of a shower tomorrow. 80 the high. And a few afternoon showers Friday. 86 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The manager is always going to take the heat. That's just the way it works in team sports. But there's just so much that Brandon Hyde can do once the players step between the lines. And so it was last night after a 15-3 pasting at the hands of the Yankees. Brandon Hyde was asked, what do you tell the team after a loss like this?
Nothing post-game, but you just try to stay, you know, come back tomorrow. And I think our guys are going to be ready to try to win the series. And hope that Povich sets a tone for us on the mound. Our guys will be ready to go. You know, you just throw it away and come back tomorrow. And
Birds trailed 5-0 after one last night, 12-0 after five. Baltimore's 3-12 on the season when their opponent scores first. Tonight at Capital One Arena could be the night that Caps head coach Spencer Carberry wins his first playoff series as a head coach in the NHL. It's been a long journey for Carberry, 9 years as a player, never made it to the NHL, 13 years as an assistant coach before accepting the top job in D.C. The moment is not lost on Spencer Carberry.
I'm the same exact person that I was in South Carolina. I'm a better coach, I feel like. But in terms of being thankful to be able to coach, and be in this profession every single day. Just very, very fortunate.
South Carolina, talking about that, was in the ECHL. Waiting for the cap, should they get by Montreal, would be the Hurricanes, who advanced last night in an NHL Instant Classic.
Faustus Bear with it once again. For the far circle. Stop!
What a celebration last night in Raleigh. Call courtesy of TNT. Sebastian Aho's goal in double overtime sends the Canes to the Eastern Conference Final. A sign of the times from Maryland head football coach Mike Locksley when asked how G. Roy Simon, the new GM of Maryland football, is doing.
Yeah, I mean, G. Roy's role for us is he's been the guy that's our capologist, the guy that manages the whole numbers involved with the cap.
Capologists in the college division of pro football, college sports gone as we know it. Women's college lacrosse, though, not gone. Navy attack Alyssa Chung named Patriot League Rookie of the Year. Severna Park graduate also named First Team All-Patriot League. The time now is 8:37. When we return, have Oriole fans had enough?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
You know, you guys made an interesting comment off air after the last sports segment. We played the one of the home runs by the Yankees last night. Yep. One of many, and there was a large roar.
Yeah,
right.
Got to be all Yankees fans.
Exactly.
There.
And so the point is, you know, in today's world, especially social media, instant gratification, nobody's going on social media to praise anybody. They're all going on there to rip people.
Sure.
And if you go on social media and see what they're saying about the Orioles these days, my God, it's like there are no fans left. And so you make that comment about Yankee fans last night, and I'm wondering, you know, is this the end? I mean, it's only 28 games into the season, but have Oriole fans had enough of this team already this year?
Yes.
I think it's a big disappointment because of what happened last year. Okay,
The last two years,
they've been competitive. They were in it early in the season. It seems like already, and it's injuries, it's pitching, it's a number of things. We lost some people, but it just doesn't seem like it's the same team. I'm wondering, do you think Brandon Hyde has lost the clubhouse?
I don't think he's lost the clubhouse. I do think that the fans have lost confidence in Brandon Hyde. There have been some questionable moves he's made. You know, they have, and I'm not criticizing Brendan Hyde here, actually, because they always have reasons to do certain things that we don't know about. But to a fan's eye, it's just hard to comprehend some of these things.
You don't fire the players. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's usually the managers that get fired.
Well, let me ask you another question.
No, hold on a second. If you make a questionable move, that means you took a gamble and the move didn't work that time.
Correct.
Right?
But it could have paid off another time.
Exactly. So
I made a number of questionable moves. I got to tell you,
hired me. Well, you're looking at two of them right
here. Really, seriously.
Just one other thing. I mean, okay, if he deserves blame, okay, fine. What about Michael Elias? He didn't go out and get an ace.
I think you're right on it. You know? So there's still time, but they got a
lot of time.
Yeah, got to change things up.
133 left.
All right, thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Garland is in Parkville.
Morning, Garland.
Hello, Garland. Garland could not hang with us or fell out of the cell. Give us a call back.
Off the tree. Cavalier Johnson is the mayor of Milwaukee, and because the judge got herself in big trouble in Milwaukee, he is in the news because he's able to go out and make comments. And he's an impressive guy. He's a Democrat, but if I were to choose between Wes Moore and Cavalier Johnson as a dark horse candidate for a higher office, I'm going with the mayor of Milwaukee.
Typically, when something like this happens, an indictment of a potential defendant is ordered. There'll be a court appearance. That didn't happen in this case. I think what happened here was just showboating. they're just trying to have this show of force, and in the process of doing this in a courthouse where people need to go for court proceedings, they're scaring people away from participating in the process.
He actually said something that had content rather than just words. And on that score alone, I would think for the Democrats, he'd be a more attractive, for example, a VP candidate than he would be Wes Moore. I just don't think Wes Moore is going to make the final cut. Donald Trump, by the way, on what Judge Dugan did, which is why they were in the courthouse in the first place.
I think the whole thing is horrible with judges, with what's going on, and they shouldn't be doing that. That's very dangerous territory. And we have to be able to do what I ran on. I ran on a campaign of taking criminals out of our country. We have to be allowed to do it. Otherwise, we're not going to have a country any longer.
Now, I'll give you one good reason why the idea that they're going to be in the courthouse. You know they've gone through the metal detector. You know that they don't have any weapons. You know that their gang is not there also with weapons. It's safer for those individuals doing the arrests. And also, if they just keep them in jail, where ICE has asked them to be, again, the same would apply. But if you're in a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state where they're hesitant to actually keep the bad guys in lockup until ICE gets there to pick them up, this is what you end up with. ICE having to go to the next rational place to get these guys in the safest manner. That's got to be the courtroom. Jonathan Turley says, look, what Judge Dugan did, it's not only, you know, it's national headlines, but it's just wrong for a judge to go there.
You know, she got down from the bench and became part of what the law enforcement officials are saying is a pattern of illegality. I mean, she helped this person evade arrest.
Yeah, and by the way, this is just showboating. Turley says, yeah. It was a message. It was a message sent. It's not unusual to have these messages sent, and that maybe some folks will pay attention to the message because it's aimed at them.
Arrests often do send messages. That's not denied by prosecutors. You're hoping that arrest of one person will deter 100 others so that you don't have those cases. This was clearly a shot across the bow because the administration saw a judge who was openly evading federal authority, becoming an active player in these alleged illegal actions. And they decided to draw a line right here because she stepped over the line between being a judge and being an alleged participant in a criminal act.
This was a message to other judges, and yes, yeah. That's okay.
She didn't just step over the line. She obliterated the line.
Oh, yeah. What line?
Even the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is dominated by Democrats, suspended her indefinitely because of her actions. She knew. She went to other federal judges and complained about what ICE wanted to do, and so this was premeditated. Yeah. She did this, and what about the people that were expecting due process in court that day? His alleged victims. You know, she allowed him to escape out into. So, again, yeah, of course they're going to send a message. And she ought to do some time.
She should indeed. 843, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Barter Johnson.
The ramp lane is back open now, eastbound Route 100, exiting off at Arundel Mills Boulevard. But it looks like the right side of that ramp is affected. But we're moving traffic again. Still backed up, though, as they're looking at it on both sides of Route 100. Left-hand lane is blocked, southbound 83 at Pedonia Road. Baltimore County is there, so everybody has to move over to the center and the right side of the roadway. The accident, several vehicles involved. Still slow on eastbound I-70 after Route 32. The wreck near the split at Route 40. That's still blocking the left-hand lane. New wreck from Baltimore County at Reisterstown Road at Berryman's Lane. That's not me. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Well, I thought you were backing up for a second.
I thought I had gas.
I knew you were going to say it. I said it wasn't me. On Talk Radio 680, shut up. WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast. Partly, actually, it's going to be sunny a little bit later on. Sun's going to come out and be dry and 82. We got a little bit of sunshine right now with partly cloudy skies. And tonight's low 58. But right now, we do have partly cloudy skies. And it is 70 in Ellicott City, 70. And sunny skies in Annapolis.
So what you're saying is the sun will come out tomorrow?
The sun will come out not only tomorrow, but today as well.
That's pretty special.
That's right. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some
Well, country music star, sensation Willie Nelson turned 91 yesterday. Or is it today? there's a little bit of controversy over when Willie Nelson's birthday actually is. And truth be told, Willie Nelson celebrates his birthday on both days.
Why not?
How can one guy have two birthdays, April 29th and April 30th? Willie explains.
I was born at before midnight on the 29th, but it didn't get registered in the county courthouse until the next day, the 30th. So it went out officially as the 30th. Well, so I used to do both days.
Yeah, it could also be that during his lifetime he has smoked enough herb that simply one day melts into the next.
His actual birthday is April 29th, but it wasn't registered until the very next day, April 30th. So happy both days.
That's right.
To,
yeah, happy both day to you.
To Willie Nelson. Chuck Todd has I've had an interesting clip that I heard yesterday. And again, there's a lot of speculation. Yep. As remember the White House Correspondents' Dinner? We had one guy, Alex Thompson, was basically saying, it's our fault, we missed it. Yep. But most of the rest of the media there were like, yeah, ho-hum. You know, we are who we are, and we know who you are. So Chuck Todd was reacting to the finger of blame being pointed at him and the state-run media for covering up Biden's decline. Here was his hilarious response.
This is not a media failure. This is a failure of the Democratic Party. And I just sort of the virtue signaling that some people have done to try to say that the media missed this story. They didn't miss this story. No. David Ignatius wrote, I just refuse to accept this stupid premise because it's a right-wing, manufactured right-wing premise in order to stain the media. The media's got plenty of things to attack them for, and there are MSNBC and CNN and pundits that absolutely carried water for Joe Biden.
So, yeah, basically what he's saying is, we're not the media anymore. The journalists do not populate the media in great numbers. These are a bunch of advocates and activists and political pundits and strategists and political experts working for the Democrat Party who are employed by the media.
Yeah, and a number of people, including Sean Spicer, have pointed out, no, they didn't miss the story. They hid the story. They knew what was going on. They didn't miss it. They knew damned well what was going on. This was a deliberate behavior from those in the media who wanted Joe Biden to be seen as godlike. Look, they bought the crap that Karine Jean-Pierre would come down with. He gets up every morning and runs 75 laps and really he pulls the transmission out of a car and fixes jet airplanes before he has breakfast.
You know, even way back when, you know, it was a different era in the 60s, and where Walter Cronkite, as I call him, and others, he was biased to the left.
Oh, way biased.
Yeah, very biased to the left, and as was Edward R. Murrow. He was also biased. A lot of people coming out of journalism school have a left-leaning bias, but a lot of them were able to masquerade that, at least on there, in part. Okay.
By the way, for those who don't think that Cronkite had a bias, when he came out and said we've lost in Vietnam,
right?
We'd actually just won the Tet Offensive.
The Tet Offensive was a victory, a
massive victory,
and he portrayed it as a loss.
Yeah, and that's
one of the most egregious examples of left wing bias. And then of course 60 Minutes with Dan Rather and the rest of those guys. But here's the thing: in 92, they did a poll. How many of the journalists were actually Democrats? And it was like 90%.
Yeah.
90% of the journalists in 1992, 30 years ago, were Democrats. It's only gotten worse since then.
It does raise the question, though, Sean. What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Yeah. Courage. Courage, remember. That was a sign-off for a while on the CBS Evening News. But this is what has given rise to, and I think it's a great thing, the alternate media, the new media, we're calling it. And, of course, talk radio has been around for, I guess in its current form, since the mid to late 80s. Mm-hmm. Rush led that explosion. And so there's talk radio, which was the original social media, by the way. But now you have the podcasters, and you have these other websites and these blogs and Substack, and there is a new media, and there are great journalists practicing great journalism. Unfortunately, they're not getting their due in publicity or so. But at least the Trump White House is giving them seats. Not seats, actually, but they're standing on the edge of the room. Hopefully, they'll replace the idiots that state-run media, those seats that they're occupying in the White House press briefing room in the near future. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Wednesday on the show, highlights from Trump's first 100-day speech. Another day, another activist judge with a mindless ruling to stop the president's agenda.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
852 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A story you mentioned yesterday, Sean, that I saw the video of yesterday, and I was fascinated by the way they headlined the video, was the guy in Florida who decided to get out of his car and wrestle the alligator
trapper.
The gator trapper.
Yeah.
And the way they headlined it on TV was, man wrestles alligator while shoeless. And I didn't realize that alligators wore shoes.
Yes.
So, to me, at the very least, they'd be wearing Crocs.
Yeah, authorities said they had not seen a Floridian wrestle an item that big since the last time Chuck Whitaker wrestled a burrito at Taco Bell.
Yeah. Well, it's almost that big.
Yeah.
A53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Here he is, shoeless Joe Jackson, traffic and weather on the three.
I used to go to Taco Bell, but I couldn't run to the border anymore. They rang the bell. I came out fighting. I stood like this, but not for long.
Folks, this is just a sample of what you'll get on Friday, June 20th.
The very best of Henny Youngman.
People are going to get their money back.
That's right.
Don't say that.
Friday, June 20th, the very best of Henny Youngman, starring Chuck Whitaker.
And all the other stuff I can think of. Okay. 95 southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's still there. Still backed up and slow from Moravia Road. We're moving all the lanes through on 95 going through the tunnel. 895 next door. Can see everything is okay there. We're moving traffic in, but again, still slow from Pulaski Highway. So start to finish for both of these backups. Still 20 to 25 minutes southbound. The accident on 83 still in the median southbound before Pedonia Road. Eastbound I-70. That wreck is pretty much in the left-hand lane. Right after you come past Route 32 and you move over towards Route 40, there's been a backup there pretty much since that wreck happened, and that was a big wreck. Eastbound Route 100, they're still working on that wreck. That was at the ramp to Arundel Mills Boulevard, and of course we still have slowing on the Beltway, and we had the wreck earlier this morning on the outer loop near Putty Hill, and that kept us slow. The inner loop at Pikesville and the west side still busy from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather channel says sunny, dry, and 82 today right now. It's partly cloudy, 71 in Columbia, mostly sunny, 71 in Annapolis. Patty Morin, mother of Rachel Morin, who was murdered by an illegal alien and who will be sentenced now on August the 11th. Mm-hmm. And she has wrote an op-ed in the, at Fox News, and I don't have time to read all of it, but I just want to read a few segments for you, and we can discuss a little bit. She writes, "My daughter was murdered by an illegal immigrant. Senator Van Hollen's El Salvador visit was a slap in the face." That's the title of the op-ed. "As an angel mom from Maryland grieving the brutal murder of my daughter by an illegal immigrant, I can tell you this. We do not have the luxury of feeling safe under Democratic control. Not in our homes, not in our communities, and certainly not here in Maryland under Democrat rule." She goes on to talk about Rachel and, of course, being a loving daughter, etc. "Unfortunately, Rachel's story is not an isolated tragedy. She is one of many victims across our state and country who suffered at the hands of individuals who should never have been here because of the failure of the Biden administration. And instead of standing with the victims, his party is still making it worse. This month, Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen took it upon himself to use taxpayer dollars to charter a plane to El Salvador and advocate that an MS-13 gang member in prison be brought back to the U.S. Rather than working for Americans and the victims of migrant crime, Van Hollen spends his time actively making Americans' lives worse and championing dangerous criminals from another country. This isn't compassion. It's recklessness. It's a slap in the face to my family and his other constituents. Not only to my daughter and others who've been affected by migrant crime, but to every Marylander whose lives are put in danger because of Van Hollen's new sanctimonious initiative advocating for illegal criminals. Marylanders, hear his message to us loud and clear. The protection of our families is not a priority for Democrats." She goes on to praise President Trump and what he's done for victims and at the border. But she concludes saying the fight is not over. And that's why it's even more important that all of our political leaders, including Democrats like my Senator, Chris Van Hollen, get on board with President Trump's agenda and fight to protect all Americans. I don't want another family to experience what we've gone through. I don't want another child's life to be stolen because our leaders failed to act. Let's pray for the safety and security of all families in Maryland and across the country. Patty Morin.
Yeah.
Op-ed. And that's pretty damning. Those are pretty damning words.
Yes, indeed.
And she has every right to say them as a mother who's lost a child. And when it was entirely preventable. And so this is being laid at the feet of the Democrats. And this is an 80-20 issue in many cases. I think President Trump said it last night. He doesn't think it's an 80-20 issue. I think it's a 97-3 issue.
Yeah.
I don't care what your political stripe is, we all care about our families and our children and our grandchildren. And we're now, every state's a border state. And that's why Trump is going around rounding up the illegal alien criminal element first and foremost to help, you know, protect the people of our states and the people of our country.
Yeah, failing that, we have anarchy. And I mean, as we've said over and over and over again, you cannot have an effective nation state unless you have a couple of key elements. Universally recognized borders and the ability to protect them, a common language, and common cultural goals. And I would say we now only have like one and a half of those three.
Got a ways to go yet. Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that Glyco Plus is the supplement you should consider if you're waking up in the mornings with stiff joints, achy joints, stiff muscles. Maybe it's age. Maybe it's a prior injury. Maybe you have, a hard workout the day before. Maybe you walked too much or did too much. Glyco Plus is made of glycomarine, which is on back order right now. If you're trying to get the glycomarine, it might be a while. So try the Glyco Plus. It's got glycomarine extract of the green-lipped muscle, plus the UC2 collagen, which helps lubricate those joints, your knees and shoulders and ankles, etc. So buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code RELIEF. That's RELIEF. RELIEF. Buy one, get one free when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or online at RES-Q.com. See you tonight at Pints of Politics at Michael's. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.